There you are. All right. Okay, can I just explain for the CLTV audience? And those, first of all, moving my chair. And those who are listening on the World Wide Web at WGNRadio.com and all the associated web products that we have here, mm-hmm. which is where we are on the stream as the White Sox are on the Mothership radio station, 720 AM. All right, so we had a little technical problem.
Yep, we did.
With the stream, that the commercials that play on the stream, and I know how much you love the commercials that play on the stream, are not firing properly. This for the last couple of hours. There's a computer glitch. There's a thing.
Oh.
There's a deal.
Oh, no.
So what had happened was mm-hmm. if we do hit those, we hit a button that would fire those commercials. There's one button that does that, and it sends a signal to all the different associated platforms, and it runs the commercials, whatever's on those platforms. I don't know. It's all very 21st century. A piece of music plays that is an edited version of Rick Astley that they made to drive us nuts during the commercial breaks.
Like, intentionally to do that. To see, oh, won't it be funny if
right.
we Rickroll them during the breaks.
Right, and the same thing has been running now for all year. So when we're on the web, when we hit the commercials, which we're required to do, all we hear is this Rick Astley thing. And,
so annoying.
And we've gone and said, you know, it's okay, it was funny the first time.
Yeah, it was. It was funny for a couple days.
Yeah,
okay.
But you can't
you
do
us.
This, like, you know, four times an hour. Where
no.
We, you know, it's like, I swear to God, it's like what if you've seen Zero Dark Thirty,
right.
It's exactly what they were doing.
I think it is.
To the Al-Qaeda guys in the warehouses.
Just playing that on a loop.
Oh, yeah, my big secret is that song from listening to it so many times has officially eaten parts of my brain.
Yeah. And it's got
worse than drugs.
I would like to say that I am going to make some sort of workman's compensation claim against this radio station if in fact they do not change the Rick Astley music. So here's what happened. We started playing the commercials and not realizing that the audience started hearing this piece of ear torture.
I didn't know that.
That's why we're not playing commercials.
Wait, so
the audience doesn't have to hear it.
The audience was hearing it on the stream when they were
yes.
listening on the app?
Yeah, every time we were hearing it.
I didn't know that. Oh, gosh,
well,
I'm sorry.
Just now, today, thank God, not forever.
Okay, not for weeks and weeks like we were hearing it. Got it.
Okay. Just want to let you know.
So that part's been corrected, but what's supposed to be there is not corrected.
Well, it's not, that part isn't corrected. That's why we're just not playing commercials. That's what we're going to talk through the commercial breaks for CLTV. So what I need to find out from CLTV is when they need us to take a commercial. That's the most important thing. And we don't have that.
Just give them the signal.
They go by us first, and now we have to go by them. Because, really, I don't want them having to listen to Rick Astley either.
No. No one deserves that.
Crime will go up in the city. And that would be very bad. It's already quite high.
Yeah, you can't combine this heat with rolling that song out over and over and over and over again. I mean, tempers will flare for sure.
We can't have
it's
that.
It's not a good combo.
No.
So be mindful of that song,
and
how you use that.
The most important temper to flare would be mine at that point, and I might lose it, and I might have like a whole moment, and I might start screaming, you know, send him home or lock him up or whatever we have to do with Rick Astley.
That might come out.
Stop that song. Can we deport Rick Astley? Is he even here? Where's he from?
Where's Rick Astley from?
Doesn't matter where they're from anymore. We can throw Americans out, too, now. It's okay. If they don't agree with...
If you're a citizen, you just go.
As long as if you don't agree with the president, you got to go.
Oh, he's an English guy.
Yeah.
UK, so he could go back.
He's got to go back.
Send him back.
Right. Let's find out where Rick Astley is right now, and let's deport him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, Wikipedia says he retired in 93.
He started in 92.
Yeah, he started in 88 when he won the Brit Award for the best British single.
He retired in 93. To do what? Is he a sheep farmer?
No, but he'd already sold 40 million records worldwide at that point. But
I never get when musicians retire. It's not like you're a professional athlete. You have a season to get to. It's just like on your own timeline anyway.
Right, your voice kind of still works. If you want to cut another album 5 years
not.
From now, or maybe not. That's true.
Maybe he took a sheep antler in his thorax, and he hasn't been able to sing since.
Classic sheep antler.
Yeah, right in the thorax.
Isn't that a Dr. Seuss character?
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I was thinking of too, Lauren. I'm with you. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Body part?
Yeah, so thorax is a body part.
Hmm.
It's important for your singing.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, Ben Bradley is going to join us.
Very quickly, Rick Astley has a new album coming out in July.
Well, so much for retirement. So much for the retirement.
Yeah, someone Rick rolled his ass out of here.
Out. Out right now. Wait, do we have any Rick Astley?
Oh, I thought we weren't going to do that. Just not that one song.
Do we, not that song, but
no,
is the new Rick Astley out? Because maybe it's better than the old Rick Astley. Watch your mouth. All right, let's do this. Ben Bradley, you know, Channel 9's paying for a bunch of this stuff. So Ben Bradley is going to join us. Then Maria Pappas is going to join us in the studio. She would like to remind you that you owe your taxes on August 1st if you're a homeowner.
Why, are people forgetting that?
If you're, you know, if you pay, unless you know your bank pays, but
oh, I see,
you know
how
that goes.
Yeah,
and senior citizens owed as much as $45 million in unclaimed Cook County property tax exemptions. When am I a senior citizen? Can I cover that? Can I ask for that now?
Yeah, I don't know. You got your AARP membership, right? Sorry to remind you of that, but yes,
that happened when I turned 50. Okay,
it seems so early.
All right,
yeah.
And 50 is young. 50 is the new 30, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
So leave me alone, man. All right, so all that's coming your way. But first, what we'll do is we'll check in with Kim Gordon, what's coming up in the news at the very tippity top bottom of the hour.
Storms and heat making travel tough across the area.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, yes, here on WGN Everywhere and CLTV. Ben Bradley is joining us right now from the WGN TV newsroom, where many things are happening.
Many things happening indeed.
We have a technical over here, Ben.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is that you lose 10 yards or 20 yards on a technical?
We've lost quite a few.
It's a setback for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's a setback because we can't run. We're on the web right now on the radio because the Sox just lost.
Oh.
Their seventh in a row.
Oh no. Oh,
just
gosh.
When things were starting to look up.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they got some issues. They got some injuries. They got issues. So that game is over, and we're going to be joined by the broadcast right around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll be back, but in the meantime, we're on CLTV, and we can't play any commercials on our radio side.
Uh oh.
So we've either been talking
to pay you for this appearance.
Well,
so
we could use a few
money.
Bucks actually, yeah, since you're offering.
So CLTV would like to run the commercials, you know, your commercials. We have to run yours, but we don't have any programming here. So we're either talking, telling dirty secrets about each other,
mm-hmm,
or which is true.
Yeah.
That happened in the first break.
I do want to know where Anna DeVlantis was for like those 4 weeks.
Well, that's,
weeks
that did come up.
Gone.
Had you been listening during that time?
Yeah,
there were some rumors.
There
that were
rumors
put to rest.
Yeah.
Oh, put to rest.
Yep.
Right,
that's the
worst type of rumor.
That was the one that about her being thrown off the cruise ship.
And then I swam to shore, apparently.
Oh.
In Mykonos?
Ah.
God, I love Mykonos. That would have been fun.
She was pulled out of the ocean, mm-hmm, by a guy named Stavros.
Oh, and, yes. In a Speedo?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there anything else in Mykonos?
No.
Yeah, and was nursed back to health and then placed on a plane and sent here.
Excellent.
That's
the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
I believe that's what that is the story, and we are sticking to it.
I assume you and Stavros will be pen pals now for a few years.
You never know. Things work out for the best. That's that's what we said to each other when we parted.
Mm.
See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. What's supposed to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, whatever will
How
be, will be.
How many women have you said that to in your life, bro?
Ben, what's coming up on the WGN TV news?
Well, we're obviously covering the developments from the federal courthouse in central Illinois, where Tom Negevin reported in the last 20 minutes that that federal jury that was considering a death sentence for Brent Christensen, who was found guilty of killing the University of Illinois doctoral student Ying-Ying Zhang,
mm-hmm,
that jury could not reach a unanimous decision on the death penalty, so he will be given life in prison without the possibility of parole. Very interesting arguments made during the sentencing hearing of that phase of that trial. His attorneys suggesting that, you know, this one mistake does not make an entire life. Brent Christensen himself began crying at one point as his father testified about, you know, the possibility of his son being executed.
Wasn't he caught on a wire talking about how you can find someone who's able to be the best victim based on them being weak or able to overcome or needy?
Yeah, caught on a wire worn by his girlfriend at the time.
But
as
he was planning this thing out.
Yeah, as they marched in a vigil for the victim. And
oh
then, of
God.
Course, he also tried to brag, to claim that he had had more than a dozen other victims, but law enforcement testified there was no evidence to that.
Why not brag about it, though, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible human being. Also today at 4 o'clock, we broke this on the midday news today, and that is a lawsuit filed by the Cook County Public Guardian alleging that the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services back in 2014 placed a 12-year-old boy in a foster home, and then within a couple of weeks, the foster mother's husband moved back in, that husband, a convicted sex offender, and they lived together for months and months and months. And according to the Public Guardian, that convicted sex offender then sexually abused that 12-year-old boy. Big questions today about DCFS, how it would allow somebody who's married to a foster mother, how the background check process failed to detect this guy. And then, according to the Public Guardian, you know, DCFS is supposed to check in weekly in the first stages of a foster placement, but then every single month. And the Public Guardian says DCFS caseworkers only checked in once in nearly 6 months with this kid, and during that time, he was abused.
Oh, sad.
And our reporting indicates that the caseworkers named in the lawsuit still employed by the state of Illinois and the Department of Children and Family Services.
Wow. Well, you know, you hear stories like this, and you think, well, could that ever happen in the private sector or whatever? But this is where funding comes in. Because it's not about, well, some of these people, there's always been this argument, well, look at the government workers and how much money they make, which isn't really not that much by compared to what they would make in the private sector, especially now in this economy. But secondarily, we don't just have enough of them.
Yeah, the caseworkers, the caseload is overwhelming for them. I had breakfast this morning with a guy who was a foster parent for years, wound up adopting the boy, but he said when the foster, when that boy was first placed with he and his wife, they never got a follow-up visit from DCFS. In fact, he and his wife had to call DCFS three times to say, hey, how come nobody's checked on this placement and how he's doing? And according to him, he said that the DCFS supervisor, who eventually called him back after that third phone call, said that there was a paperwork mix-up.
Oh, no.
So, you know, if these were isolated cases that we're reporting on, one-offs,
yeah.
You know, you can see how in a big bureaucracy, you know, something could slip. But these are children. These are the state's most vulnerable children.
Right.
And the mistakes are piling up.
Well, it starts to paint a picture that, you know, something has to be done, whether that's funding or reviewing who's on the cases.
And Governor Pritzker has added about $90 million in funding, and he's blamed, you know, a lot of previous problems he said the agency had been starved for years under previous, economically starved, under previous administrations.
Mm.
You know,
shame on us.
You know, and then when you stop and you think about the inhumanity that happens in the city every night,
mm-hmm.
right, where people decide they're going to go shoot a gun into a bunch of other people standing on a street corner, or shoot somebody just for looking at them funny, or because they're on the wrong side of you know, the gang territory, whatever that is, and you wonder, well, now who are those human beings who are doing that? What's wrong with them?
Well, and the kids who witness it and live it every day, who, you know, certainly don't start out as bad actors, but, you know, live that environment, and whether it's through PTSD or through not knowing better, through a lack of parenting, you know, a lot of the kids in these neighborhoods and kids who end up in the foster care system become very difficult to care for in and of themselves.
Right. and all of that, and it all comes down to this situation that we're not actually, the idea that, well, you know, parents are just going to be better parents. Well, what happens when the parents decide not to be better parents? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do with those kids? And it is actually an efficient and humane thing to do, to be able to place them with families that will care for them. And at the earliest you can possibly do that, at the first sign of, you know, the second sign, whatever the judges will allow, to be able to get those kids out and away from those circumstances, that's going to go a long way towards solving this problem. Because, you know, we can sit around and make speeches all day long about, oh, people got to act better. Well, they're when they're not. Yep. They're not, and there's nothing they can do about it.
But in recent years, the opinion of the management at DCFS was, you know, do everything you possibly can to keep a kid with his parents.
And you can see
that
why.
Was the priority, or get the kid in foster care as opposed to a shelter. So, yeah, on the surface, it makes sense, but, you know, you've got, as we saw,
it's
with
a failed policy.
Yeah. Well, so, but yeah, I was going to say, as you saw with AJ Friend up in Crystal Lake,
I was just thinking
parents
about
certainly
him.
Not the best,
exactly.
Not the best there. But at the same time, yeah, there should be a ton of thought given before you take a kid away from their parents, because that in and of itself is a traumatic experience for the child.
Ben, your control room is telling you to shut up.
We really? Gotta
go. It's not the first time that's happened.
Thank you and goodbye. Goodbye, Ben Bradley. We'll see you on the 4, the 5, the 6, the 9, and the 10.
Hope you're able to run commercials and make a living.
Yes, I don't think we will be able to, but that's all right. It's not our fault. It's what I've always said. It's not our fault. Thank you, Ben. We are going to attempt to run a commercial here. Let's see if it goes. Let's see how this works. It ought to be very interesting. This is like the first radio station ever. It's like KDKA in Pittsburgh. Well, now we're going to try to actually institute an advertisement. Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanza.
Yes.
720 WGN.
Streaming.
Oh, that's right. We're streaming.
And we're on the CLTV.
And the CL, right. I knew where we
so
were.
So you don't have to behave so much
yeah.
right now, Ro.
Well, thank God, because Maria Pappas is here, and she's not known for somebody who always is politically correct.
No. She's a tell-it-like-it-is kind of lady.
She is. And she's holding up now this that 100 and... Wait, hold on. You got to...
It's like an eye test. She's holding it like 7 feet away. Like, here, read this, Ro. Can you read the bottom line?
All right. She just handed me a piece of paper. Oh, my God, my tax bill. What is this? Oh, what are you doing?
That.
You know, my tax bill went up 40% year to year on the second half. Or whatever. Is this the second half I owe now?
Look at the piece of paper I just gave you. Do you see what it says? It
says 136,000 public employees work in Cook County while 127,000 draw pensions.
No way.
And the amount of the pension in debt for anybody living in the Chicago is $92 billion, and the unfunded amount is $60
billion. $60
billion?
$60 billion right here. I've got, I can show you. If you were like live on TV, you would see.
We are live on TV.
We are. CLTV, hold it up.
Okay, hold it
up, Maria.
Hold it up. It's $60 billion here is unfunded pension liability in the city of Chicago. That's pretty scary. So it's 25% funded, the city of Chicago. So everybody's saying, why are things going up? There's two reasons it's gone up. The TRIB and the University of Chicago did an analysis saying that underserved neighborhoods were paying too much and wealthy neighborhoods weren't paying enough. So this recent tax bill is an indication that the formula got shifted. So, certain neighborhoods went up 20% and certain neighborhoods went down 20%.
Why couldn't certain neighborhoods, if you want to make it equitable, I don't want to go. First of all, I went up 40, so I don't know how that's possible. But what if 20 was the number, why not then make everybody even? And then whoever was paying, whatever they were, if you don't raise the taxes in those neighborhoods that were being overassessed, but raise the taxes in the ones who were being underassessed.
Instead of dropping them than the other ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how the University of Chicago arrived at this formula. It'd be interesting for you to get them on and ask them why in the end of the day the formula that you came up with drove me up. Mine went up 4,000, drove me up 20%, and someone else down 20%. Well, I mean, you're going to have to get these gurus in here who ran the study. But in the meantime, there is a whole lot that you can do about the bill that you just got. So just give me a minute.
Okay, what can I do about this bill?
So
because I don't want to pay you, and I got to pay you in what? Like a week and a half.
What is it, August 1st?
So we're gonna direct everyone listening to CookCountyTreasurer.com.
Okay.
It is now the 18th of July, and we've already gotten 533,000 people on the site. So CookCountyTreasurer.com. It's up in 126 languages. You just go to the bottom, punch your language. If you're not getting this in English, you can get it
in Urdu.
In Polish.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You can get it in whatever you want. So okay. You're going to just put in your address without saying north, south, east, or west.
Uh-huh.
You are then going to see a picture of your house to verify that, yes, this is my home. Mm-hmm. You're going to scroll down. You're going to see a four-part grid. That grid says 2015, 16, 17, and 18, which is this year. 18 is this year. We always pay a year later because of the depression. And then you're going to see some boxes, and it's going to say homestead exemption, senior freeze, those three boxes. And then it's going to say disabled veteran. Those are exemptions. So there are a lot of people in this town. There's 45 million in front of me, about 26,000 seniors who did not get their exemption. So on this bill, which is the little yellow bill that you just got in the mail.
Isn't it blue? What is it? Blue?
Well, there, on this bill that you just got in the mail.
Yeah, I don't like that bill.
I don't either. I always put that one on the bottom of the stack.
Okay,
like,
well,
I'll look at that later.
Hold it up. You see this bill right here?
Yeah, I see the bill.
It says at the bottom here that this person got a homeowner's exemption, but they're a senior. They didn't get the senior exemption. So if they didn't get it for 4 years, it's $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
If they didn't get the homeowner's.
Can you get it accumulated?
Yes.
For as long as you've owned the home?
Not for as long. You can go back to 2015. You can
2015.
Go back 4 years.
So it's retroactive if you did miss it and you up to 2015.
And there's $45 million worth of people out there who missed this that we know of who are seniors. So most of the seniors, they've just never gotten it and they didn't know that they could get it. Or the other real culprits are sort of millennials. I mean, they sort of go through the closing and they run back to work and they're raising their kids and they're this and they're that, you know, and daycare and da 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 and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, they get this bill and they're like, whoa, but they've never applied for their homestead exemption.
I had that problem.
You did?
I got to go look at it now because I didn't have to because I did that. I'm not a millennial. I'm somewhere in between the senior and the millennial. And I did exactly that. I went and I ran back and I forgot to do the homestead exemption. I got it now, but I don't know. I might have missed out on it the last couple. Should I apply for that?
Can you?
Yeah,
I could retroactive on the homestead?
I can look it up right now and tell you if you're owed the money.
Well,
you want to take a break and I'll on the break. I'll
that's
look
very
it up
important
and you
information.
$1,500 coming.
But so basically, if
you don't want to give me your home address on the air, write it on a piece of paper.
All right, hold on, I'll do that. Right, this is like a game show.
I like it.
I like this. This is gonna be fun. All right, hold on.
So if you live in your home, Maria, you can get the homeowner exemption. If you're renting it,
years.
You cannot. So if you're living in the home, then you get it. You just got to apply for it. You got to check that little box.
Right.
And the same thing with the senior exemption.
Right. So
65 years old, you get to check that box too, and then you get both.
Right.
But if you're living in the house.
If you haven't gotten it, you apply for it on my site, you punch the little red button, and the app comes up. And
you
then
got some
you
money
it.
Coming your way.
So the beauty of this in our program
is... Hold on, Maria. Here, I'm coming over here. I got it right here.
You need this important data.
There you go.
Okay.
That's good. That's what happened.
The rent is dang high.
Is this a unit or is this a house?
No, it's a home.
He lives in a townhome with a very nice deck. It's awesome. The crew goes over there all the time and parties.
Wait. You're improving the value of my property by saying that.
Well, that's true. You don't need to know any of that.
I can't.
Sorry.
Can't love that.
The deck is mediocre.
Yeah.
It's
Do not brag. This is not a time. We're in front
of
the treasurer of Cook County.
Brand new roof.
I don't want to talk about the new roof. There have been no improvements.
Bricks have been totally tuck pointed.
I think it's a super
neighbors,
fun
in fact,
site.
Are, yeah, they've upgraded their properties.
I should be looking. Shouldn't the government be looking at something? I'm in a floodplain. I'm I'm the senior citizen. You know, this is a time now where I need to call that guy that got me my fake ID when I was 19 right. that said I was 21.
Right.
I need to get that guy to get me an ID that says I'm 65. That's what I need.
Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
So, is this a picture of your house?
I don't.
Let me see. On. I can tell.
Well, he cannot see. He cannot see.
I'm far away from you. Here, ask it. She'll tell you.
Is that the garage of his house?
Yes, that's
okay.
So we just found it.
All right.
And here's what's going to happen. We're going to punch view your prop. So you're going to get to see a picture of your house.
That's really cool, isn't it? That you can just.
I don't know how I feel about that.
View your property tax information.
It's not your deck, though. It's just your house. It's a garage.
Okay. So it says your name.
Uh huh. It's my
name, right? My God. Should I say what we build you?
No.
I won't. I don't want to say that on the air. I do not want to say that.
He doesn't want to rehear it, I don't think. He's pretending that doesn't exist.
Okay, now, you just saw that, right? You just saw that number, you're the treasurer, and you went, oh, my God, is that what we build
you? You are the proud owner. Did you live there in 2015?
Yes, I did.
In 2015, he did not apply for his homeowner exemptions.
Ding, ding, ding.
Rokon is the proud owner of $500.
Cha-ching. Oh, you're taking us out to dinner tonight, Ro.
I take you out to dinner every night.
I know, but tonight is special. We can celebrate that, the whole crew. You're getting $500.
You're going to get $500. You'll get it. Wait, you should not pay
your bill.
What
do I need to do for it? I should not pay my bill.
Everybody, listen. If you go online and you figure this out, do not pay your bill. Just come to the county, come to my first floor, or go to the assessor's office and say, I'm owed an exemption. We will issue immediately what is called a certificate of error. That means we're going to reduce your really high bill. I won't say. I will not tell you the amount of his bill on the air. It's like so huge. Okay, so we will reduce it by $500.
Oh, that's
okay. You might not even notice.
Will I notice? Because the bill starts with a one, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
But the total amount for a year is not a one.
No. No, it's a two. It's a two. The total amount for the year is a two. And and the problem is, it's not a two and a zero. It's not a two and a one. It's not a two and a two. It's not a two and a three.
No, but it's gone up $2,000 this year, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
What am I doing? Why am I here?
You got your assessed valuation is going up. You got to bring it down.
You're here like I'm here. Like, you're stuck here because you work here.
Right. That's why. And that's because we love Chicago.
We love the city, too.
We love Chicago. And I love the city of Chicago. But I'm telling you right now, there's something wrong.
With those prices.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everybody, pick up a pen.
Oh, that's very good. I got $500.
I just did that on my phone. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it on your phone. Go to it, cookcountytreasure.com. Put in, now listen, your address or anybody on your block,
that's a good point.
Your aunts, your uncles. Ro, are your parents living?
Yeah. Well, my mom's living.
Is she senior?
Oh, yeah.
Is she a senior?
Oh, is she a senior? I'll give her your address.
No, give it to me now, and I'll tell you.
I'm going
to
give her my mother's address over the radio.
She wouldn't be happy with
that. Give it to me on a piece of paper, and I'll look
it up.
Hold on.
Here,
I'll give you my mom's,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this during the commercial break, and then when we come back,
we'll tell you the results.
We'll have the results of my mother's exemptions. Thank you very much. And I know a number of her exemptions are their behavior. All right, stay right here. Don't anybody move. Let's find out from Kim what's happening in the news at the top of the hour.
Ro, a mother and daughter face new charges in the death of a pregnant teen.
It's the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
We're making money here.
720 WGN, welcoming you back from the White Sox game and also on CLTV. Maria Pappas is with us. She is the Cook County Treasurer, and I owe her a bunch of money, but she just gave me $500 back. $500 back because I forgot to do something on my taxes, and she's teaching everybody how to do this very important stuff that Maria is sharing here. You go to her website.
CookCountyTreasurer.com.
CookCountyTreasurer.com. And when you go there, you put in your property, to do a property search, you put in your address. And when you put the address in, a little picture of your home will pop up. And when it pops up, go look at your exemptions. There'll be a thing for exemptions. And you'll see if your boxes are checked. If you're a senior, make sure that you're getting a senior exemption. If you're a homeowner, a homestead, this is your home, you should be getting the homestead exemption. If you're not getting that, which I wasn't getting, I just got $500 off because I wasn't getting it.
I just realized we didn't claim it in one of the years. It goes back to 2015. You can go back retroactively.
Yeah, well, Anna's mother didn't get her senior freeze. So
that's right.
There's three kinds of exemptions. A senior freeze freezes the assessment amount if you're under a certain income. So if you're under a certain income, and most seniors are, it freezes the assessment. And Anna's mother has not applied for 4 years.
Huh?
So they're like striking it rich. They might invite me back.
About
wait,
that. She'll be excited.
I got to check Rose's mother now. Talk about something else.
Oh, wait, could you check on my mother? Just check on her? Could you go over and check on her?
Check.
She lives like a block from you. This could work out. Don't say my mother's address on there.
No,
what
I won't.
Are you doing?
I won't.
All right. Okay.
So the senior, let us know, the senior citizen freeze, if you're making under $65,000 a year, you're entitled to that, and that's a biggie.
That's a huge thing, and most people don't know it. You see, most of the landowners of property in Cook County who don't get this are people who are immigrants. So we've had 182,000 downloads in Polish on our website.
Wow.
In Polish. And the reason that they come in Polish is because in Poland, there's no such thing as a senior exemption or a homeowner's exemption. So they come in here and they go to my website, mm-hmm. and they're looking in Polish for what could this possibly mean. And they're all going there because now they realize they can either get $2,000 or $4,000
more. Yeah.
Amazing. So,
how about that? All right. How's my mother doing?
Your mother is not showing up at the address given. So we're going to do this one more time.
Different name.
Yeah. And we're going to, on this site, you have to verify that you're not a robot because we've got companies that
are you
come
a robot?
In. No, and they randomly come in and,
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They randomly come in and try and search this stuff. There's lots of companies out there who send a letter to your mom and say,
"Yeah, I know.
You've got money.
I know.
And
oh,
if you sign this piece of paper, I'll take 50% and I'll give you 50%. Listen to me. You don't need anybody to, and you don't need to sign anything to get this money. I will give it to you for free. You can take all $500 for yourself. You don't have to give $250.
I'm going
to
spread it around a little bit.
Who's surfing my website?
Yeah.
So,
all right, we're still looking to see if my mother's
still looking to see what the deal is on Rose Mom. For some reason or another, it's not pulling up. It's probably because it is in a huge
high rise, right?
High rise.
You got to get the unit.
So if you take a break, I will call the office. I will get the info, and I will come back on.
All right, that's fine with me. What do we have at 4 o'clock? Can we do this? We got to stay here, Maria. This, I'm telling you, we got another.
Well, we have a lot of questions from listeners, also.
Yes. So we'll take some phone calls because this is excellent.
It is.
We're making people money right
it's
here.
So
this
true.
Is like an infomercial, infotainment kind of a situation.
I'm calling my chief deputy.
I'm going to put my mother on
to
the
find out why
we're going
to
find
this address isn't coming up.
Okay, we're going to find out if my mother's got money coming back. I'm going to put her on and wait to hear her reaction to this.
Oh my word!
Oh, this is going to be better. All right, hold on, Maria. Hold on. All right, there you go. She can now make that phone call. Oh boy.
That's huge, Ro. You got $500 extra.
Yeah. That's a dinner with you people.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Might cover most of it.
She's back there.
Yeah, she's making the calls.
Mother.
It's like a phone bank.
Yes. All right. Keep listening. Later on the program, your chance to win 4 passes at the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention on July 26th to 28th at the Hilton Chicago, featuring current players and alumni, autographs and photo sessions, Q&A panels, exhibits, interactive games, and more. Visit Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes today. Stay tuned for that. And let me also tell you that we got news. We got Maria Pappas going to tell you if you were... You know, now that we're back on the radio, we can do this again because we did it on the World Wide Web and on CLTV. But I think that this would really benefit the radio audience to learn if you live in Cook County that you might be, that tax bill you just got that freaked you out may not be as freaky as you think. And there may be a reason why you can actually get money back. But first, let me tell you this. Chicago Stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio and tune in. Kim's got the news. Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here at 720 WGN. And we have a new segment that we are just now christening.
Seriously.
Ask Maria. It's
this
Maria
is
Pappas.
Really useful.
She is the Cook County Treasurer, and she came in just to tell us about, so, you know, our taxes are due coming up August 1st in Cook County for if your property taxes. If you if your bank takes it out of your mortgage or whatever, you're not really thinking about it. But if you're, especially senior citizens who pay it twice a year, and Maria now, she actually sends the bills out because she took over, when she took over this joint, she sends the bills out on time, and then the, and then it's due on time. I used to like when the county was so screwed up that you would have to wait 2 years to get a bill because then because it was an election year and they didn't want to send you your bill because it was going up.
Like, we'll send it later.
I still love that. And then I go, I don't owe any money. And then boom, you get hit with this gigantic bill. Well, now here's the deal. There on her website, you should go to Maria's website. You should go to cookcountytreasurer.com because what happens there is that you get, you put your property address in. Or if you ever get your PIN number, that's great too. But you just put your property address in, and then you'll know if you're getting the proper deductions from your property tax. And you get an exemption, it's the term, technical term, the exemption you get for being a senior citizen over 65. Mm-hmm. You get an exemption if you make under $65,000 a year
as a
senior citizen. That's called a senior freeze.
And
you can
get that's a big one.
You can get $300 a year off, right, for that.
At least.
At least. And then if you are...
If you live in your home.
A homeowner.
If you're a homeowner, the homeowner's exemption, which is something that, that you know, I have often screwed up myself. But
well, you have to... We had a texter ask Maria, do you have to reapply for that every year?
Okay, so not on the homeowner's exemption. You live in it for a year, then it's ad infinitum until, you know, you sell it, you're getting your homeowner's exemption. The senior exemption and the senior freeze you have to apply for every year because what was happening was the parent would die and the kids would continue to claim it. So the senior freeze and the homeowner's exemptions are worth roughly $500 a piece.
Okay.
But what we're finding here, and so on the break, we ran the parents of Anna and the mother of Ro here. And what we're seeing is that his and her parents are entitled to a senior freeze. You have to make under a certain amount of money every year, and you can apply for that, and it freezes your assessment amount. So actually, they kind of hit the jackpot today. Ro has... delinquent in applying for homeowner exemptions. I got to tell you, the only one who's got you beat, and I put an office at Operation Push, Jesse Jackson, who is a senior.
Yes, he is.
Forgot to apply for his homeowners and his seniors. I owe Jesse Jackson $4,000. I only owe you $500.
Wow. Wow.
But I owe your mother roughly $1,200, and I owe Anna's roughly $1,200. And the reason I'm on this show today is I am touting the fact that there's really $45 million out there over the last 4 years in missing homeowner senior exemptions. We know that there are 25,000 people. You have got to either go to my website, cookcountytreasurer.com, for yourself and others. Put in addresses and see whether or not you're one of these people who's entitled to the money. And if you're entitled to the money, you punch the little red button. You are going to see an application, and we will get the money back to you within 4 to 6 weeks. If you think you can get this done by August 1st, just come straight to the county building, and we will issue for you what is called a certificate of error in the assessor's office, and you will be able to get on your August 1st bill, an immediate reduction. It's called a certificate of error.
So we have people saying a senior citizen is what age? 65. And if you turn 65 this year, maybe in the middle of the year, could you still apply for it for August?
You got to like hit 66. 65 going into 66.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got
it. What ward are you? What ward do you live in?
I live in the second now.
So he lives in the second ward, and I have some information here. So 14,000 pins went up. That's 14,000 properties went up in the second ward.
Yeah.
And 5,300 went down.
Okay. Why didn't mine go down?
Yours wasn't on the down. It was on the way up.
I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
A lot of people also asking, is it apply to other counties like Will County? I just did some cursory research. It looks like they all have some sort of homestead exemption, some sort of senior
freeze.
They may
have them by state law, but nobody's got their website programmed going back 4 years on it.
It's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
So you're saying some of this is retroactive, and people need to know that. You can go back to 2015 on your homestead. or homeowners
on
exemption.
Any of these. On any of them. 4 years. Right.
So that's some real dough. That's great.
So I'm going to tell
you. Wait a second. My mother's calling. Hold on. Uh-oh. I gotta, let me see.
She should be very happy with you, Ro.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I'm just gonna call her on the. I'm not gonna put her on the air yet. I'm just gonna call her on the air because I'm not sure she knows that she's going. You know, I don't know. It's gotten a little wacky. I don't know. You know, older parents. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourself for a second.
Saying the one headline here that I think some people missed when we were on the stream is that you're saying that something like 20 some thousand people have missed this senior citizen exemption.
26,500 have missed it. They applied last year, but not this year.
Do you have numbers, Maria, on the homeowner's exemption? How many people miss that?
We don't know.
It's thousands?
Well, it has to be because we're at 45 million here of unclaimed exemptions.
That's crazy. So I'll
tell you one other interesting trend in the office.
Yeah.
We used to have about 500,000 people that went to Chase Bank to pay. We are up to over 300,000 now paying online. And the reason that's happening, what did your mother say?
It's interesting. She wants to know, how does she prove to you that she's under 65,000? She wants to know what paperwork she needs.
She just gives me her income tax.
Oh.
So you
submit your income tax
form.
Your income tax form that says that.
And how do you submit that?
You get it to me.
Bring it to the office.
Oh my God! Bringing my mother to the office, that would really be something.
No. I'll get you the form. And there's a checklist on the back of the form.
And you do this on the web, right?
You do it online?
Yeah, you can actually get the application online on my website. It's a senior citizen freeze. You punch that. It comes out of the printer. And then on the back, it tells you the checklist of what you need. You know, your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, you know, your income tax. And you submit it to me, and we'll take it upstairs to the assessor's office, and we'll get her reduced bill. Does she think she's eligible?
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to tell you something. If it wasn't for me, just a second.
Yeah.
Okay. 1,200 and 1,200 is what?
2,400.
Plus 5?
That you got
2,700.
Do you not think, listeners on WGN, do you not think that it was worth it for me to come here? I got these guys $2,700, and they're actually cutting me off. I have to leave now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as soon as you paid, us, Maria, you're out. Yeah, that's how that goes.
All right, so I'm going to have Kaywar Krukles from my office call you, and we'll get this stuff processed.
Right,
and anybody else, please, before August 1st, go to cookcountytreasure.com. You can use your phone, your iPad, your computer at home, or your son, daughter, or nearest next of kin to look it up for you.
See, that's great. We'll do that for your parents.
Yeah,
or
you
whatever.
Can do it. People are doing it. We've got people doing it in churches for the whole congregation.
Oh,
that's nice.
What a nice idea.
That's very nice. Yeah. You did hand me something that's very fascinating, is that foreign language applications, like when people are hitting your website or asking for the brochure on the web in foreign languages, what those numbers are.
That's crazy. What is it?
And the number one by far, 133,000 in Polish.
Huh.
It dwarfs everything else. The other
because
largest
the Poles
single.
Own more property than anyone else in Cook County.
More than people asking for it in English. Now think about that for
amazing.
A second.
Amazing.
And the number two, interestingly enough, is Korean.
Okay.
I think that's fascinating. Spanish, obviously.
Right. You'd expect that to be high.
But Spanish is 27,000 compared to 133,000 asking for it in Polish.
But the Spanish come to my phone system, 312-443-5100. Which is in English, Spanish, and Polish, which is constantly used in Spanish and Polish, because they can call in just like you call in for American Express or Visa. You put in your 14-digit PIN number, and the voice at the other end of the phone tells you in Spanish or Polish, you paid, you didn't pay, this is what you owe, this is when you pay. And then it also tells you all this stuff about exemptions in those languages.
You make it very easy, and that's awesome.
We had 258 people in 6 offices. We are down to a website that gets, on some months, 800,000 people visiting it.
No,
we now have approximately 58 people left in my office and one office because it's all electronic, and we are able, with those 58 people, 35 of them are programming
coding
the info that I'm giving you.
Wow.
It's wonderful. I walk into my office and nobody talks to me because they're programmers.
Well, Rose mom and my mom might account for 100,000 hits or so coming up now. Don't they know they got some money coming?
Yeah, exactly.
Check again and again and again. Yeah.
I'm gonna have my mom come over to your home. She doesn't live too far from you, and ask you directly for the money. It'll be very interesting. I'm going to set my cameras there to do it. All right, Maria Pappas.
Thanks, Maria.
She's the best county treasurer in America.
Merry Christmas in July.
Seriously.
Merry Christmas. 2700. Kill it.
Kim, what's going on in the WTN newsroom?
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all for weekdays, 4 to 10 on WGN-TV. Where are you taking us tonight, Ro?
You know, as soon as I get my $500 back from the treasurer's office, because they owe it to me because I have the homeowner's exemption that didn't get counted, I will take the show out.
All right.
You missed last week. I know you were out of town.
The deck party.
Came in at just over $500. I just want to point that out.
That's a bargain.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that is, but we did. There was a lot of expense.
Yeah, we've done some damage in some of the places we've gone, and you're very generous with the team.
Mm-hmm. I try to be, and then I try to expense it, and then they laugh at me. I tried to expense a lawn chair too. They didn't like the idea of that. No, they didn't like it. All right, listen. Coming up on the program, a lot of things, and we're going to have to motor through them because we got so much. Because obviously, you know, the White Sox game that took an hour away from the show today, so we kind of cram everything in in these 3 hours. It would fit in about 4.5 hours. And I just want to say, if the White Sox don't win a game, I'm going to go on a starvation diet until they win. I refuse to eat until the White Sox win a game.
They got a tough series coming up, so.
That could be really tough to do, Ro. I mean, I don't know. You like to eat.
Big fan of eating.
Yes, I know. I like to eat, but I'm not going to eat. I'm deciding that I'm not going to do it.
Great diet plan.
I noticed you didn't mention drinking.
I know. He didn't say, I will drop all alcohol and not touch any of it.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
What am I,
crazy? You didn't say that. You did not.
Oh, you want me to kill myself? No. I just said eating. Yeah, there's calories in alcohol. It's fine. What could possibly go wrong? Coming up, Mike Flannery is going to join us in just a few minutes. He has got the latest on the feud between Lori and Tony. Tony and Lori. The city versus the county, and they're all yelling at each other about stuff.
Yeah,
and who's winning this thing? Although we just heard a very shocking thing about the budget for the Cook County budget and the city budget, because the city, you know, the Cook County treasurer taxes you on your property for both the county and the city. Right, so you're getting that we're not quite sure where the city numbers are going to be for next year, and that could be pretty shocking to people who live in the city of Chicago. We're going to get their tax bills next year. That's all I'm saying. I'm already shocked. So that, and Matt Nagy did the unthinkable while singing the seventh inning stretch.
I was wondering when we were going to get to that.
Yeah, we have the audio of that. The president did the unthinkable in North Carolina. I would say the unimaginable in North Carolina, but he did that. We'll play that in the top five at five. And Ryan Dempster is going to be here as well.
Nice.
So all that coming your way.
All right.
And a chance to get Blackhawks convention passes on us for next weekend. Not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Blackhawks convention. And we've got your family four-pack of passes. So everybody gets to go. Don't anybody move. We've got the news with Kim Gordon coming your way in 2 little minutes. All right, it's a Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And Mike Flannery is joining us. And Mike Flannery, of course, you know him, you love him from the Fox 32 here in Chicago. That's the home of the Bears, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
You are not mistaken.
49 days till the Bears kick off the NFL season.
Is that correct?
We're counting down. We have a clock in the newsroom. Just counts down. Actually, it's under
a second.
Lou Kanellis's desk.
Of course it is. Where else would it be?
Finally, something legitimate under his desk.
Oh,
all right, now listen. What? I'm just saying.
Come on.
That's, I guess sometimes he would, you know, back in the day, he'd hide food and like Saganaki and things like that.
I think he may lead the broadcast with Rose threat not to eat again until the White Sox win a game.
That's the way that's
you might be
go.
On that too, huh, Flannery? Would you do that?
I might do that. It depends. Do you count the olive in a martini? Is that
I don't.
No,
I don't. And I order extra olives too, so I'll work it out. Flannery and I have been we've bacchanalied a few times in our lives.
Sure,
you know, like journalists in this town do. Let's talk about. Speaking of journalists in this town, big story today is the fight between Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, and Tony Preckwinkle, who's the Cook County commissioner. And basically, Tony is out there going, hey, tell the truth about crime numbers and all that. Why are you going after Kim Fox? What are you doing? This, you know, this is not the county's problem. This is your problem in the city. And Lori is responding.
Well, it's July, not March. The election's over, and we had a result. So we're going to continue to take the high road and move forward.
Ooh. Touché. I'm saying this is about politics.
Well, I will not say, policy. Though, for those who pay attention to the Preckwinkle letter and read the whole thing, which if you're
who would do something like that?
Yeah, we have you
right.
for that.
It's not as long as the Mueller report. You know, look, the point that she the key point that she makes is how few arrests Chicago police and the newly expanded detective corps make in the case of shootings and killings. Right now, it's about 7% if you count all the shootings and killings. It's one of the worst records, maybe the worst record in any big city in the country.
But if you have a population that doesn't cooperate with police and witnesses won't come forward, and there is this code of silence in the streets, but that's also fueled by this idea that if you can get back on the street by just carrying a gun and committing a violent crime,
absolutely.
Why would you bother helping absolutely. Out with police when
Look,
they're trying to solve crimes?
A cop I know told me about the. Officers stopping on the south side, a guy with a loaded AK-47 in the back seat.
Oh, my gosh.
And a few hours later, he's back on the street, and the cops see him, and he made a rude gesture to them as he walked
what?
Down on his bonded freedom. No, it's insane. Look, it's a complicated, complex problem. You can't reduce it just to one thing. The detectives...
Yes, we can. We're in the media. And
that's my job description.
Right. I'm going to take this complicated situation, and I'm going to say this, that when the Chicago police arrest a guy for unlawful use of a weapon, I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it real simple. UUW, it's a simple charge.
Right.
Unlawful use of a weapon. That person... If this is their second time being charged with, this would be their second charge of UUW. They were charged once before. You're holding them. And you're holding them until their court date. Our friend Tom Dart has got lots of beds over at County Jail. As a matter of fact, he's thinking about making part of it into a boutique hotel.
Ooh.
He's got so many. Mm. He's got, because that's very hot now on the West Side.
Sure.
So,
they have great pizza over
right.
there.
Right. They got great pizza. They got Bruno Abate making the food for him over at the
Why
jail.
Why wouldn't you want to be there?
It's like all of our friends together. It's like it should be our jail. The point is, he's not holding anybody. Right? They don't want him to hold anybody. And Kim Fox, more than happy to say, listen, this has just been. This is so unfair. These are people on low-level drug crimes. Fine. All right. Somebody's slinging marijuana, you know, write them a ticket and goodbye. Fine. Is that what you want to do?
That's not fine. Not a violent crime.
We're getting close to zero of those people.
Right. Guy brandishing a weapon, firing a weapon, holding a weapon in a traffic stop who's got doesn't have a FOID or a concealed carry. He's got a loaded weapon in the car. Second time you got him in a loaded weapon, you put him behind bars. And then you figure it out on the other end.
I mean, and even some of these guys with violent convictions for violence in their past are getting bonded out. Now, all that said, look, the point that Preckwinkle's making is the problem is the people who are not being brought in front of the judges, who are not being brought to Kim Fox's felony review, because we don't know who they are. you know, it's this 93% of the shooters and killers who are still out there walking free, shooting and killing. I mean, I've been saying for years, I've been a broken record on this, on my show and on the air and here. The best way, the best solution to stop the killing is to stop the killers, put them behind bars. And we do a lousy job of that.
But isn't one of the ways to do that is the people who continually have unlawful use of a weapon and fire it and constantly come back and forth and back and forth and with no consequences.
Absolutely. And the odds are that when
that
they're walking around,
they might be responsible for some
of
those.
Exactly. They may well have committed some of these killings. And, you know, in the absence of being able to tie them to a specific killing, well, they've got a gun. What do you use a gun for? Most of these guys without FOID cards are not using their guns for target practice at a range.
No.
Right. And they can say, well, I need to carry it because somebody's going to be shooting at me. All right. In the meantime, we pulled you over. Let's help us find the guy who wants to go shoot at you. Does he have a gun? Tell us about him. Right? I mean, that's where this has got to go. There's no two ways around it. I'm sorry, and I know that we're in a very plain spoken moment in American history, but it's time to speak some plain truths here in Chicago. You cannot let guys who are carrying guns illegally go free. You just can't do it. You could say, and then you got minors.
Well, here, you know,
here's the other issue.
Let me just hold
the guns.
Let me just point something out. I remember years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, before the city and the state changed its gun laws as a result of the federal litigation.
Right. I remember
I was over at the Stroger Hospital. There had been some big shootout. Some of the victims had been taken. Some of those, they weren't necessarily victims, but they'd been shot. Mm-hmm. So, some of them were over there. And I'm about to go live on the late news. And there's a nurse's aide standing nearby. And she wants to pose. Back in the days when you still had real cameras, somebody had a camera and they wanted to get a shot of the TV guy. And so she puts her purse down. Uh-huh. Then when she finishes, she's picking the purse up and the gun falls out. And she looks all around. She looks at me and she says, I take the L to Oak Park. Hmm. Hey, I get it. You know, this is before
concealed carry.
Before concealed carry.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but before concealed carry, I mean, actually, there was a period of time. It was about a 10-year, maybe 15-year period of time when carrying a gun was a felony if you didn't have a FOID card and you didn't have a right to. And you were not allowed to carry a gun in the city of Chicago. But now that there's concealed carry and there's a whole rule, there's laws, there's all the, you know, there's a process to go through it. You can be on the right side of the law and have a concealed carry card and conceal a weapon if you'd like to, gun if you'd like to.
An AK-47, spend some time behind bars.
I would think so. I mean, and then I think the mayor is trying to talk about statistics. She's challenging Preckwinkle to release those statistics. Tell us how many people are repeat gun offenders that go free, that don't spend a night in jail. Tell us about the ones that are three or four or five or six times caught with an unlawful use of a weapon and set free. Let's see those statistics. And I think that would be helpful to see those because we see the statistics on the homicide clearance rates. Why not see those?
Yeah. If this serves to highlight this crisis and to shed a new, from a new angle, I'm all for it. Let's have this discussion. Let's speak truth about these mm-hmm. numbers. Let's not just ignore it. And, you know, I mean, a few years ago, we sliced and diced the homicide numbers in Chicago. And that section of the city from McCormick Place on the near south side, basically up to the city limits, that turf was as safe as Stockholm, Sweden.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
East Garfield Park, Austin, they had numbers similar to the Kandahar province, Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, so it's obviously not falling on all parts of the city equally, and that's the most commonly known and assumed as just part of the everybody knows about it without articulating it here. But let's talk about that.
Well, we got to talk about why it is that people in the Chicago's Kandahar province in East Garfield Park or in Auburn Gresham or, name your neighborhood that's got that. The statistic that is quoted consistently is that 80% of the shootings happen on 8% of the blocks in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you just go ahead and look at that number and you go to those places where it is as bad as it is, and sometimes it's not just in a ward or even, it could be as low as a precinct or just a couple blocks, and that's where the lion's share of bad stuff's going to happen because that's where the leadership and the people, the targets are living, essentially, because people are targeting each other, and they know who they're targeting. And they're either targeting from social media, social right. interaction, business interaction, whatever it happens to be. And they know, and sometimes it's cousins killing cousins in this town.
Well, and here's, all right, and here's another factoid. Out there, your massive audience can Google the $1 million blocks, I think was the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mapped out in the last few years the blocks in Chicago where the Illinois Department of Corrections was spending $1 million or more a year to incarcerate people who had home addresses there.
Yeah.
And of course, those blocks, those $1 million blocks, they overlapped perfectly with the most violent neighborhoods. Where was there the most carnage? Where was there the most American sure. carnage, to use President Trump's term? And, so the idea is nobody's getting rehabilitated, or very few are getting truly rehabilitated in the Illinois Department of Corrections. And, do we need to do something else on that level? Yeah, we probably do. But is that a reason not to lock people up?
No!
No!
Listen. And I know that Jared Kushner is all for this, right? His whole thing is,
Kim Kardashian.
Right. They would like to make sure that people have, low-level convictions, don't spend the rest of their lives in jail. That's true, but that's not really happening on a lot of cases. Now, there are some states that had three strikes, you're out. Like California, remember, they had to reverse three strikes, you're out, because some guy stole a donut and went to jail for the rest of his life, things like that.
Yeah.
But you also have people who just are career not followers of the law, right? And that no matter what, they're going to be a problem. Sometimes it's low-level stuff, and you have to be able to identify what the low-level stuff versus the high-level stuff is. And that's I know Jared Kushner's all upset about this because his dad went to the pokey, right? So he wasn't, and his dad never came back the same way.
Chris Christie says that's why he was fired from the transition team
right
after the election because he was the U.S. attorney who put Mr. Kushner away.
And he tells a great story about why Mr. Kushner had to go away for the amount of time that he had to go away, because what he did was unique and reprehensible all at the same time. But you can look it up. It's all in the interwebs. But the point is that we build jails for a reason. Because there are people, and again, consistently, the number about 8% of the population in any given population is going to be criminally intended. And it's unclear what that's all about, but it's a sociological statistic that is very, very, very consistent throughout cultures and throughout the world. So the question then becomes this. What do you do with the people who are going to do the wrong thing? And we have people in this town that are doing the wrong thing and giving neighborhoods and giving the ethnicities a bad name for doing it. Mm-hmm. But that's just what it is. And I'm not going to sit here and play this game of, well, then all those people are like that, because let them play that game at the White House. I'm going to play this game here in Chicago. Cops on the beat who are in those districts, who know, especially the guys who've been in the districts for a while, they know who the bad actors are. And they go and they pull over bad actors all the time. And then sometimes they don't have the guns. You know why? Because they got a 14-year-old around the corner who's holding the gun. Because the 14-year-old can't do anything. Why are the 14-year-olds in this town carjacking? They don't have driver's licenses and they're carjacking. Not that you need a driver's license to carjack. That's the whole point of the carjack. But the point is that you've got the kids, because they're immediately going to go into a system where they're going to be let go. And now what Kim Fox has done is she's made it easier. Not saying across the board, but I'm just telling you this, and this is a fact. She has made it easier for adults to get juvenile treatment in this county. And it ain't right. And it's got to be stopped. And she can bring up every University of Chicago professor she wants. She can go out to California and raise all the money she wants. She can go to the Emmys and the Oscars and the Tonys and whatever else she wants to do. She can wear very chunky, lovely necklaces. I don't care. The point is, I want these streets to be safer. And they do not appear to be safer. And one of the reasons that we consistently hear is that we are not putting people who need to be behind bars behind bars. And I'm sorry, I'm going to stand up with Lori Lightfoot on that.
Yeah, and I mean, the mayor, one of the mayors, one of the issues that she emphasized during the campaign, I know there's a professor, Stephanie Kohlmeyer, over at the Pritzker School of Law at Northwestern University, who says, she tweeted out recently that of the new detectives who were hired, 158 were white, and who were promoted, recently promoted, 158 white, 3 black. Now, you know, if you're going to be working in neighborhoods, if 80% of the victims and the shooters are black, you know,
only 16% of the Chicago Police Department is black. 16.
Well, the detectives 40% in particular
of the population of the city of Chicago is black.
We need more black detectives than that.
Right.
We just heard from Superintendent Johnson that the new recruits, not the detectives, that are overwhelmingly Hispanic and black, and there's great minority representation. But you're right; that doesn't seem right with the detectives' ranks.
The African American numbers are low on the police department. They're getting lower because when there was a surge of African Americans joining the department in the 1990s,
right.
Those folks are retiring out now. And so they are being replaced. Over 44% of the new recruits are Hispanic. And they account for about 28% of the population.
I mean, you don't have to believe that race is destiny and that only black people can arrest black people. But it's common sense. If you want to establish a rapport, it's easier. Let's face it, in the reality of 21st century Chicago.
I don't know that it is.
You want to investigate? You want to blend in the community and not be noticed as you're going door to door? You know, not as you're talking to witnesses? I suspect witnesses might be more comfortable, especially if, like Alex Kotlowitz in his new book, he chronicles the guy who did testify, put a gangbanger behind bars, and for his trouble, he was assassinated.
Gee.
Right. It's the expression in the community is it's not black on black, it's blue on black, which is if a black police officer is seen as blue, he's not seen as black. And that's the
now that's sick. That's
well,
a problem.
That's, but that's okay. That's a reality.
Is it a reality? Yeah, I mean, that's what it's a reality with some people, but not with everybody.
All right. OK, you know what? I just solved all these problems. Yeah. These people are not listening to me. And Tony Preckwinkle, you know, you got, what'd you get? What'd you get, 12% of the vote? What'd she end up with?
Well, she ended up...
18%?
She ended up losing not just all 50 wards, but about 99% of the precincts.
Okay, and what was it? What did she get? 20? Can we call it 20?
About 20, it was about 25%.
Let's call it 25%. All right, 25%. Okay. She got 25%.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Give or take.
You should go home. You should do go back to school teaching or professing or.
She's getting ready to run for re-election, dude.
Oh, well. Good freaking luck! And I almost said the wrong word. You know why? Because I'm on a hunger strike until the White Sox win again. Thank you, Mike Flannery.
Mike Flannery
fired up is when? When can we see that?
Tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m.
All right, there he is. We're already.
All right,
fired
does Ricky Renteria know? Can he make that? Part
I'm
going to
call.
Pep talk
I'm calling him right now.
Guys?
Let him know. He's going to be like, what? You're doing what? Who is this? How'd you get this number? Kim, what's coming up at the top of the hour?
A former University of Illinois doctoral student has been spared the death penalty.
And traffic is being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
And I'm going to try and get through this one without laughing, but on I-80 West at Brisbane, there are piglets reportedly running all over the roadway. So do use caution if you're driving over that way.
Oh, that's good eating.
Yes, piglets running all over I-80 West.
If I'm a piglet, I run to the first house I find, and I just pretend I'm the pet that they got, right?
That would be like Charlotte.
Right. You run in, you go, no, I'm with the dog. No, pot belly pig. No, I didn't come off that truck.
Well, let's hope that they all stay safe and they get...
get to where they're supposed to go.
Yes.
That's the least safe thing for them, I would point out.
Aww.
But go ahead. Yes, moving along.
Well, that was it. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Bye.
hits the Rokan show. Did somebody ask with Anna DeVlantis? She's right here.
Right. True. Did I miss a Tom Brady story earlier? I've been told I missed a Tom Brady story, and it was a positive Tom
Yeah,
Brady
it's
story.
Justice for TB12. Finally, something going right for Tom Brady.
I got to get on board for that.
Remember the AFC Championship game where...
No, I don't.
It was an all-timer. Great game. The Patriots won in overtime against the Chiefs.
Sure.
And remember after the game, the video surfaced of a green light flashing on Brady's face during a play?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a local Missouri man was fined $500 for pointing the laser at Tom's face during the game. He had to pay the fine, and justice has been served.
Life in prison.
In the name of Tom Brady. No jail time.
Judge
for
Anna.
The man. No jail time. But
sorry, sir.
$500, buddy.
Kim Fox paid him $500.
Gosh. So I'm happy for your guy, Anna.
Yeah, that's good to see that it's finally going right for Tom.
And how are the piglets? Are they all right, Lauren Lapka?
I don't know. They're still all over the road.
Where are they on
I-80 West near Brisbane?
Near Brisbane, okay.
Okay.
I don't know where
they are. I really wish someone would put like a video or a picture on Twitter, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, it's near Brisbane.
Well,
I mean, do people even have phones out there? What goes on?
Isn't that Australia?
I-80 crosses most of this country.
That's exactly the point. Right. Have you been through most of this country? Yes, you have.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. You've driven on that to get back here.
Yeah, it took me 4 days.
What, could you explain where Brisbane is? Does anybody know?
Let me pull up
is
the
that east or
map,
west of
map.
39?
I have no idea.
The great bisector of the state of Illinois. The spine. Oh, God. It's piglets.
So poor it's actually piggies. Pretty close to Morris. It's like right before Morris.
Oh, I was just there. Oh, God. Oh, that's the unspeakable happened there. Okay, all right. I know where that is. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The first picture that pops up when I typed in Brisbane was a gas station.
Well, let's call the gas station. See, maybe we can get the guy to go over and take a look at the piglets. And now, is I'm assuming the Illinois State, Illinois State Police are there? ISP's there, right?
All it's telling me right now is what's going on and to use caution.
Use caution. Because you don't want to drive over a piglet at 80 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
But it can damage your car.
Poor little piggies.
It can damage the piglet.
It's the piglet!
Take it home. 100% chance of that damaging the piglet.
Let me just tell you that the piglet was about 15 minutes away from being damaged anyway.
Oh,
this is the best.
To say
this
that.
Is the best moment this piglet's going to have. If these, I'm telling you,
be free.
One of these should just run away.
Hey, for all you know, they were on their way to a therapy pet training session.
True, it could be.
These
right.
little piglets are eventual dinner for the entire town of Brisbane, Illinois.
Yeah, or something.
But they don't even have meat on them yet.
Bacon. There's something
down the road.
Yeah,
down the road.
All right, it's time to go now.
Pray for the piglets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A live feed off I-80?
All right, we're going to check. We're going to check in with this coming up in just a few minutes. Somebody, get a hold of somebody down there in Brisbane and have them send them over.
Well, let's see now. We got a ride out there, got on I-80, and there's about 2 dozen of them piglets just running around.
Guy, it sounds like that, please.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
There's got to be some guy named Piglet Pete or something that goes and like...
Like Alligator Bob?
Yeah.
For the piglets?
That is responsible for, like, the pigleting, you know.
Corralling. But then do we need to bring in an expert from, like, Kentucky?
Yes, I'm sure.
Iowa? Yeah.
All those places. Checking in at...
Number 5.
All right, so the mayor is sparring with the county board president, and who's to blame for the Chicago gun violence? Preckwinkle sent a letter to Lightfoot this week that defended how the county judicial system works. And called on Chicago Police Superintendent A. Johnson to stop misleading the public about why gun violence remains challenging. The mayor responded by criticizing the county system for tracking gun crimes and calling on Preckwinkle and others to work together.
So I think there's work to be done here, and we can certainly do that in a collaborative way. But where we got to start is getting all on the same page with the data and not doing this finger pointing, but work together. And again, lives are actually at stake. People want us to be grown-ups and solve problems, not get into a back and forth. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I'm kind of on Team Lori at this moment because, and that's, you know, still to be determined, but I'm, but at this moment, at this writing, I am on Team Lori because I just know what they've been doing at the county.
Right. I mean, I guess what she's asking for ultimately isn't that outrageous. She wants the county to release the data. Who's getting arrested? What are the charges? And what are the bond decisions? Because these are decisions
right.
made by the county, made by judges. And separately, are they out on bond? So you got a five-time gun, you know, violent offender who's out on bond. Is that right? I mean, just put it all together. Let's see. Let's see what's happening.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what's what.
Number four.
At the North Carolina rally last night, the president tore into Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and the crowd erupted in the chant of "Send her back."
Obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
That went on for a few more seconds, 13 total seconds before the president started talking again. But when asked in the White House today why he didn't stop them from chanting, because he said he didn't like it.
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud, I disagree with it, by the way, but it was quite a chant. And I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly. But it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Yeah. First of all, it took 13 seconds for him to start talking again. That's not very quickly. And I've been at political rallies. I have covered political rallies. Mm-hmm. I've seen them on television where people stop and say, whoa. No. Very famously, the guy who beat Dan Rostenkowski, the famous congressman from Chicago, there was a guy that nobody ever heard of who beat him in a race, right? And then he goes, hey, you don't want to thank Dan Rostenkowski? And then the room erupted in boos. He goes, none of that. There's a way to do that. That would be an appropriate thing for me, but it wasn't. That's not what his intent was. And what he was reading was completely scripted because he used the word screed to describe something that Ilhan Omar had said, you know, this a racist or anti-Semitic screed. He doesn't use the word screed, and he was on the. You could see he was on the teleprompter. You could tell when he's on the teleprompter because he's like a fourth grader reading aloud in class. So here's Ilhan Omar's response.
We have said this president is racist. We have condemned his racist remarks. I believe he is fascist. I want to remind people that this is what this president and his supporters have turned our country, that is supposed to be a country where we allow democratic debate and dissent to take place. And so this is not about me. This is about us fighting for what this country truly should be.
Funny thing here.
What's
because
that?
Because I would find myself really not being on the same page as Ilhan Omar on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. At least most of the stuff publicly that we've learned, you know, that's come to our attention. However, she's pointing to something that is important. Dissent is built into the Constitution. That's the whole point of this country. That's the grand experiment of this democracy, is that you do have a right to stand up and to grieve to issue grievance to your government, to question your government, to openly question your government, or to petition your government for change. That's the beauty of this, right? It gives the individual, and it gives individuals and groups of individuals an opportunity to change things, right? And we have elections every 2 years for the House, and every 6 years for the Senate, and every 4 years for the president. We have that. And that's what this is all about. And she's a duly elected, whether we like her or not, it's irrelevant. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, it's irrelevant. These are duly elected individuals. this is not about if you don't like me, you have to leave, which is basically what it's come down to. Oh, my God. That's not America.
Nope.
Thank you. And if I got to do this, I got to go stand up there and do this every single day. I'm going to do it. After I get off my hunger strike that I'm now on until the White Sox win a ball game.
That's going to be really rough to get through that row.
I probably won't. All right. Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Tensions continue to rise between Iran and the U.S.
An accident inbound on the Eisenhower's blocking three lanes at York. Traffic over there is solid around Addison. And no update on the I-80 piglets, but last we heard they are running all over at Brisbane on the westbound side. And I've been checking Twitter. People are tweeting about it. So they definitely still are running around as of 8 minutes ago.
Oh, hell, it's like a pig. Like earthquake down here.
And strangely enough, in Nebraska 3 hours ago, someone picked up a pig on I-80.
Maybe this thing's been leaking pigs all the way through.
That would be a really fast drive, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, you never know, though. I mean, maybe he's driving so fast, it was hitting, and maybe the pigs have been escaping one at a time. All right, you go. Your turn. All right, let's go. Everybody's got to get off this. It's like a Disney film. Everybody's got to get off this thing.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffix Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays 4 to 10 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
All right, so the Cubs beat the Reds with the walk-off home run Tuesday night. Kyle Schwarber, right? 10th inning.
Yeah.
Bang.
Huge.
Right. And then Mai Tai Bob, or whatever his name is.
Mai Tai Guy.
Mai Tai Guy.
Self-proclaimed.
Mm-hmm. Wrestles the ball out of the basket, out of the clutching hands of 10-year-olds.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. They were kind of on it. He kind of got in there and grabbed it.
Right, and then ran away with it and held it up and was doing a little dance.
Very proud.
Right, he's become... He is the opposite of Crocodile Frank. Crocodile Frank is beloved. Mai Tai Guy is now an enemy of the state.
Sure.
In Cubdom and in just kind of humandom. Our own Mark Carmen was able to catch up. This should get some sort of an award. I don't know what it is. This is investigative journalism at its best. Our own Mark Carmen found him at the game last night.
You're caught up in that moment right there. You got the walk-off. It's a home run. People are screaming. They're unfurling the W flags. We're singing. We're all singing. Now it's a sing-along. It's like an old campfire, you know. The children, you know, that's what I said originally. I got the ball. My buddy ran over like a cheetah to hug me. we're hugging it out. And immediately I'm thinking, I said, you know what, kids, I'm totally sorry. I really apologize. Every one of them was cool. No one had, you know, not a tear shed that they didn't get that specific ball.
Well, didn't he hand the ball back to him then?
No.
I stand with Mai Tai Guy.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
You stand with Mai Tai Guy.
That's the right thing to do?
You stand with Mai Tai Guy?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
I mean, I would have given the ball to the kids, but it's like, what, you always have to give the ball to the kid? It's a walk-off homer. It's not a little foul ball down the line.
I didn't see where I hit somebody. I didn't see where I got in the way. Maybe I did. I'd have to take a better look at the video. It didn't look to me that I elbowed or hip-checked. You know, that's the thing when the home run ball is coming. If you've ever been out there and a ball comes toward you, there's going to be a little contact. I'm not saying a little contact.
A
crowd of people, and you got a home run ball coming that everybody wants. You know, I've never caught a walk-off home run until Tuesday.
And he had a baseball glove with him, which is a violation for an adult to have a baseball glove.
He was back in the bleachers yesterday with the baseball glove, ready to catch the next one.
He goes to every game. He's the guy, the friend you have. You're not exactly sure what they do, but they always seem to have at least a few bucks in their pocket to get to games and
right,
events.
Right, ask what they
pay
do.
For beers.
Yeah, I'm a handyman.
Yeah, I'm involved in a lot. I do a lot of this and that.
You're not exactly sure.
Business.
You know, if I don't get it, when the kids don't get it, somebody else is definitely going to get it. And then that guy's the villain. You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter.
No,
it. That guy was going to be the villain for moving, jumping, whatever kind of Superman move he's going to make into that basket.
No!
You're the villain.
You let the kids get
be,
it!
He's going to be the bad guy then. I'd rather have it that way anyways.
He
played the hero move. Somebody else would have been the villain if it wasn't me.
Yeah, I just happened to be there.
All right, I'm stopping right here. We'll do the rest of the top 5-5 on the other side. I'm sorry we got late here, and I have some thoughts on this, too.
Totally.
I mean, come on. All right. No, you don't get to wrestle the ball away from a 10-year-old.
No.
Maybe I had a little conflict. I don't know. I didn't see it. What do you mean you didn't see it? Like, you did not watch that because you're on television every second of yesterday, he was on TV. And he's telling us that he didn't stop and watch that and DVR everything? Is he really thinking we're going to believe that? But okay, let's just give him that for a second. Fine.
Okay.
You didn't see it.
At that point,
why is it that you can't give the ball back to the kids?
Well, they should have got it then.
And then we wouldn't be talking about this. Muay Thai guy, we wouldn't know that he's got 10 different uniforms, 10 different jerseys that all say Muay Thai guy on the back of them, which makes, I'm sure, his parents are very proud. How old is Muay Thai guy? He's like 40, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd say.
Something, somewhere. Old enough to know better. Maybe he's 30. I don't know what the hell he is. He's Muay Thai guy.
Kid's got to be quicker.
Kids, by the way, Cubs reached out to him, going to give him signed Schwarber balls.
They already got balls in the pregame.
From practice?
Yeah.
No, they can still get the Schwarber balls.
You sound like Muay Thai guy. They already got balls.
They did. What's the cutoff? You got to give every single kid the ball in the ballpark?
Yes!
How about the ones that are on it before you push them away?
He didn't push anyone. He just reached in the basket and beat him to it.
Because he's an adult!
Be quicker, kids.
Be bigger, kids. Longer arms, kids.
That's right. Grow up faster. Drink more milk. Kids these days. Everybody got it. That's a participation trophy! Whole country's going to hell.
It's exactly what Donald Trump said last night in North Carolina. All right, hold on.
Send him back.
I think that was part of the rally.
We'll get to your top five. We're going to finish the two and the one, but first let's get to the news with Kim. Okay, I'd like to apologize for
to
the,
whom?
Yeah.
We've insulted a lot of people on this show today.
No. It's not about the insulting. I'd like to apologize because things are a little out of order. But because we haven't even finished the top 5-5 yet, so we're going to finish that. But what I'd like to say is I had made some phone calls. And I walked out into our beautiful green room.
Right.
The PPG paint screen
room.
It is
spectacular.
Gorgeous. Unbelievable. And there's a big TV out there and a Channel 9 on. And they showed the promo of the Schwarber home run.
Okay.
From Tuesday night. And we just, at number 3 in the top 5, we had the guy.
Muay Thai guy.
Defending himself. Carmen got a hold of him. Mark Carmen was able to interview him.
Right.
And he explained that, it's kids, you got to toughen up, sort of was his answer.
They know the rules.
So I'm out there making a phone call, talking to my accountant, or some people call them bookies. And uh-huh. The next thing you know, here comes the promo, Schwarber hitting the walk-off home run. And I'm going to watch this again. They show the moment, but it's just about the home run. It's incidental that this happened. That Muay Thai guy didn't push the kids out of the way. He went over a kid.
Yeah.
Watch
no, he
that
did.
Again.
No question.
He went over a kid. That would have been over the back if it were the NBA.
Right. Right.
Right.
He goes, they didn't complain. This is
great awareness by Muay Thai guy. Great quickness, great agility in the bleachers, probably 12 Mai Tais deep.
And as Kevin explained to us yesterday, he goes, Mai Tais, now that's your best blood alcohol content.
Well, no, that was his
rationale.
That's how he gave himself the nickname, because he figured the math, what he pays for a Mai Tai compared to a beer, and then the alcohol content
guy's got an answer for everything, doesn't he?
All right.
No matter how it ain't.
It's basic math.
Guy's got an answer.
You're right, Kev. He's a handyman who does roofing, siding, insulation, and other jobs.
He's that guy. He's just everywhere. I got season tickets. I work 10 hours a week. What? How do you what? He's that
How
guy.
Does this work? No one knows.
Everybody's got the friend. You're not sure how he has any money.
Right. That's
but he
true.
Just gets
they always
life
have great
somehow.
Seats.
Right.
Like, oh.
You know how I do it? I stay single. That's how I do it. There's always guys who say things like that.
I stay single.
Really?
Really?
I don't know if he is.
Because everything
he isn't.
You've done so far is so attractive.
I don't know. Hey, kids, get out of the way. I'm my Thai guy.
I mean, it's kind of a jag move. I get it.
Yes.
Kind of.
But
kind
just,
of.
Look, I've said I would have given the ball to the kids. It's just the outrage over is so hypocritical. You damn kids and your participation trophies. Also, give every kid in the ballpark a baseball.
No.
Yes, that's exactly what it is right
now. Pushing of
he didn't push
kids.
Him. Roe just clarified. He went over the
he
top.
He went over the top, yeah.
Is that okay?
No, it's worse. It's worse. I argue. It's worse. He's gonna crush the kid. I mean, pushing the kid, you know, out of the way. That's one thing. But going over the top. I mean, I just want you to imagine. What are these kids? 8, 10, whatever they are. They're little kids.
The kids don't even care. They've been interviewed. They're like, yeah, we don't even care.
Because what are they gonna say? They got the cameras in their face.
Oh,
the
whole thing.
I mean, because kids never have cameras in their face.
The dad didn't even care. He laughed it off with my Thai guy. Fake outrage.
All right, well, let me tell you this right now. I want to talk to that dad right about now. I want to have a little conversation with him, though. Anyway, the point is...
Let me tell you how to be a dad, right, buddy? Should have kicked his ass.
I'm very proud of my parenting. Instead of pushing the kids out of the way,
right.
he literally steps in between the two kids, and he's, you know, not a small man, Mai Tai guy, and of course, that number of Mai Tai is not going to be a small guy, and he reaches over... And reaches down into the well.
Yeah.
Grabs
right
the ball
in front of
the
kids
basket,
who are reaching for it as well.
Not in front,
already.
He's behind and over them. So now imagine you're a little eight-year-old little Aiden, and you're standing mm-hmm. there, and Blake, you know, your little brother is next to you, right?
Right. Little Blake and Aiden.
Little Blake and Aiden, and then you're... And all of a sudden, this gigantic Mai Tai smelling guy, you know, reaches because it was humid, you know, and then Mai Tai
smelled horrible.
It's not going to be good. And he's reaching, and all of a sudden, you're a little kid, and over your back, you feel the sweaty, gutty appearance of the guy, like crushing you on the back.
Uh-huh. His beard is like on top of their heads.
Right, he's still got the Mai Tai in his hand though, but he's reaching down with his glove and he gets the ball.
I'm sure these kids will recover.
Hey, he could have knocked him into the basket himself with his Mai Tai gut.
I'm sure they'll survive this traumatic event.
I'm just saying. I don't know how many more things I got to stand up for in the top 5-5. I haven't even gotten to...
Number 2.
Day before the new documentary, David Crosby, Remember My Name, is set to open in theaters. The folk rock legend and the film's co-producer, Cameron Crowe, chatted with ABC News... about the project. The conversation shifted to the troubled Woodstock Fest 50 festival, in which Crosby was slated to perform. In exchange, he responds to a question about whether or not the event will go on as planned.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
That's too bad.
Completely done.
Yeah. Now, there is a person in that situation who's a scammer, and he's always been a scammer, and he scammed this, and it's dead. It ain't gonna happen.
Are we talking about Michael Lang? Or?
I didn't say that, did I? You said that.
I'm asking.
Wow, you're throwing a lot of names around.
Just asking questions.
David Crosby, I don't know. They were supposed to be the Woodstock 50. I don't think they got the farm, though, right? They didn't get the right space. They got something else.
They were denied a permit.
Yeah. Whole thing didn't work out. It's a fire festival. It's a fire festival for old folks, for the ARP crowd, is what it is. But David Crosby, in that documentary that we had with Jacob Dylan produced.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And he was here talking about David Crosby's in that. David Crosby is just mad at everybody. He got kicked out. Remember, he got kicked out of the Byrds because he wanted to do a song about a threesome that he was having. He had an ongoing, regularly scheduled threesome, and he wrote a song about it. And the Byrds were like, we're just about to become pop icons.
Right. Major radio play.
I don't think this is the song that we should be doing. And he's like, well, then I quit. Well, no, you're fired.
Nice.
Difficult guy. Anyway, that's because Mai Tai guy. And finally.
Number 1.
All right, Comic-Con is going on in San Diego. The annual event. I'm surprised Lauren is not there.
We got our own.
Didn't take the week off. Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance debuting the trailer for Top Gun Maverick. The film is a sequel. It's a direct sequel to the 1986 classic. I saw the trailer.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So
is
good.
It great? And the thing is that it's got a really great cast. Right? It's not just Tom Cruise. John Hamm is in it.
Ooh.
And the star of the film, I don't even know if I can get through this without crying.
What? Who? Tell us.
The kid, the young Top Gun recruit. That Tom Cruise is now like the Tom Skerritt role. He's like a manager type, right? He's like the guy. He's like a lieutenant colonel or something, or in this case, he would be a commander. And he's like, you know, he's got to tell his, you know, he's, you know, telling everybody what to do and what not to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So the kid who's the new Top Gun candidate is kind of the Cruise character.
Yeah,
is Goose's son.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know he was an actor.
No, he's not really Goose's son. The character is Goose's son.
Oh. I got to see the trailer.
I've watched it 100 times
I haven't
already.
Seen it yet.
Is it?
I'm so pumped for this
movie.
Is
it Dusty in here?
Get out.
Goose. I know, it's Goose's son. Remember she said she was like pregnant?
Yes.
Right? And then, or like, you know, she wanted to be pregnant or whatever, you know, take me home and make love to me or whatever the hell that thing was. That was Meg Ryan. Before Meg Ryan turned into, like, the it clown and then came back to being pretty again.
I came back to being pretty again.
30 plus years of service, combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion. You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are, captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir, but not today.
God.
Is that Ed Harris?
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, it is Ed Harris.
Oh God, it's gonna be good.
I love him.
What's the name of the kid that plays he's a famous actor.
The kid?
Yeah. The young lead is a guy who's been in a bunch of stuff now already. I don't know. Some, you know.
I'm watching Top Gun tonight for sure.
I was just thinking maybe it was like, you know, the Harry Potter or something, but it's not one of those guys.
Miles Teller.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Teller.
I know that name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a big deal. I'm telling you. I'm going to stand in line. When do the tickets go on sale?
I already got my tent. I'm going to be one of those people that camps outside the movie theater.
I'm going to be I'm going to wear navy whites and stand outside the movie theater.
Oh, boy. June 26, 2020.
This thing you've got love and
really
feeling
long.
The whole time.
You got
a long time to tent it out.
Worth it.
Pardon the expression. I would like to say that. That is weird that the trailer is out and it's a year away.
That's crazy.
Big time hype. Do we know when in 2020 does it say?
June.
June. Okay,
it's a full year away.
Is nobody listening to anything on this program anymore? Everybody's thinking about Mai Tai Guy now, aren't they?
Kind of. Yeah.
All right. That's it. Are we done now with the top 5? It only took an hour to get through this thing.
All right.
Goose. Oh, God. I know. And it's his kid, it's Miles Teller.
The top 5 at 5.
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
Oh, Goose. He hit the canopy!
He hit the canopy!
Wait, it looked like it was gonna be 5!
Why was the canopy there?
You guys, get it together.
It was a flat spin! It was a flat spin! We were in jet wash!
Classic flat spin! Damn it!
Talk to me, Goose! Talk to me! Alright. The Stories of Manner with Kim Gordon coming from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and WGN Radio. Why are we doing that? Because the trailer for the new Top Gun just came out. It looks amazing, but now the movie's not coming out for 11 and a half more months.
Isn't that weird?
What the heck is that about?
Isn't Iceman supposed to be in this one, too?
I think he is, yeah. We finally get to see Val Kilmer, who now looks like Marlon Brando. See, that's...
He is unrecognizable.
Yeah. He should have played Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
on. It's weird. I don't see him in the cast lineup. But I thought I remember hearing that he was going to be in there.
Maybe a surprise cameo?
Right. I just don't... All I know is that...
Maybe the original Goose will make a cameo. Oh, God.
How could that happen?
I don't know. It's somebody's dream or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting how you aged in my dream.
Right. And why are you wearing scrubs? All right. Geez. Let's do this. Let's check in with Kim, because she's got to do the news coming up here in just about 2 minutes. It's a Rokon show with Anna DeBlantis. Sure. There was a bit of a fail over at Wrigley Field last night.
It had nothing to do with my Thai guy.
Yeah, or yesterday, I should say. So Matt Nagy, who was at the Sox game. We were at the Sox game with Matt Nagy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they won on that. Was the doubleheader game. The
right.
Nightcap.
Yeah.
Jose Abreu walk off donger.
Mm-hmm.
Send him over there again. You can end your hunger strike.
You can remember. You could remember that game ended awkwardly for all of us, as we seem to recall.
What?
Yes.
I missed it.
Because there was a whole... Yeah, you weren't with it. Because you were... Yeah, again, you'd been thrown off the cruise ship, which is the story that we're going with. And you swam your way to Mykonos. And
to meet Stavros.
To meet Stavros. That and that's one? How you were saved. That's why you were gone for 3 weeks. We were there, and the... and we were at the doubleheader. We were at both games of the doubleheader right before the All-Star break. It was July 3rd. And
there were fireworks.
There were fireworks, and we were there late. Oh, my God, were we there late. And then Kevin decided that he was going to be responsible and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lauren and I made friends with a firefighter, right? Firefighter paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, who is, I believe, a nurse.
Works, I don't know about a nurse, but she definitely works in a hospital.
All I know is that Lauren crawled over them when Jose Abreu hit the home run to win. She crawled over them like Mai Tai guy crawled over the 10-year-olds to get to the ball.
Except for mine was more of a climb because they were bigger than me.
Yes.
Right. So it's appropriate.
Yeah, she climbed over them. It was quite a moment. That was a great night. But Matt Nagy was there. He sang he was there. He threw out the first pitch and nailed it. Right. And the crowd couldn't love him more.
It was like perfect.
It was down there. It was like a perfect night. They won both, but the Dylan Cease game and then that. It was like the perfect, perfect White Sox day. Maybe the best day of the season. It may go down as the best day of the season. Correct?
Let's hope not.
All right. Now, Matt Nagy goes to the north side, and he's singing the seventh inning stretch, and he runs into a little bit of a problem.
Gary, are you ready? A two, a three, take me out to the ball.
Okay. Yeah, it's not on key, but it's all right. Okay.
Me out with the crowd.
Fine, he's Matt Nagy.
Buy me some penis and crack.
Oh, wait, what?
What did he say?
Wait, what?
Buy me some penis and crack.
It's kind of a pervy version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
So then...
Does everybody hear it that way? Or is that people kind of divided on that?
I don't think you can really be divided on it.
No?
I'm a little divided on it. I hear a T
in
there.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Are you?
No, I just hear the weird
people say
penis.
I don't want to argue with you anymore today. Okay.
We did. It's interesting. We did a forensic audio investigation into this. We slowed it down. And
great.
Buy me some penis and crack.
I'm afraid you're going to have to now
okay, Kevin.
Acknowledge that you are wrong, Kevin.
I am wrong.
There's no T sound in there.
No, there's no T.
No.
No.
How do you leave the T out? Does anybody pronounce peanuts like that?
And it's not an us sound either. It's peanuts, right?
Right.
Peanuts.
Not us. Ness.
Yeah, not peanuts.
No one says it that way.
He wins the peanuts game. You guys ever play the peanuts game when you're bored in class? He got all of Wrigley Field with that.
His idea of a ball game is much different than mine.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, it's too
bad. That's not right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Think of the children.
I know. Think of the children.
First, home run balls are being stolen from the kids. Now they're subjected to this sort of vulgar
language. I'm not taking my kid to the ballpark.
Right,
anymore.
Geez,
Timmy,
right.
What do you want to eat? What do you want to get from the concessions?
God.
Well, Dad.
What goes with Cracker Jack?
I want what Coach Nagy is having.
You're getting Cracker Jacks, damn it.
I want the penis and the Cracker Jacks. You're getting a hot dog. You're getting a wiener instead, kid.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Oh, God.
That just didn't sound right. Picked up by everybody this morning, right? Like, no one... Ugh.
Yeah. I
wanted to believe that it was like a maybe on kind of a middle ground, but when you slow it down there... Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Pretty blatant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then you stop and you wonder, was it a bar bet? Was it like his buddy said to him, hey, listen.
Just do this.
I'll give you $1,000 if you sing that. Take the tea out of peanuts.
Dude, you know it'll be funny? You should totally do it, dude.
I think he's more professional than that. This is not a bet. Didn't it just come out wrong?
Yeah.
Because you don't realize how much your voice is being, when it's broadcast to a stadium. Like, every syllable.
Right, exactly.
Picked up.
Yeah. I mean, you can't slur something. You can't miss it.
No.
No. Of course not. No.
Just so.
And 80% of the time it comes out wrong.
Still love Coach Nagy.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Man's going to take us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I support him.
Totally.
Bears report, week from today.
Week from today.
Bear Benet.
Remember when Mike Ditka sang the seventh inning stretch?
Oh. Who can forget?
A 1 and a 2 and a 3. Take me out to the ball. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy that they crack your jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will.
The poor organ player.
I know.
Gary Pressey just
Gary Pressey could not. There was no way to keep up with him.
That was Ditka straight from the golf course, right? Wasn't he stuck in traffic and then he had to run up the concourse to get there?
A hobble up the concourse. Yes, it's one leg in front of the... It's one leg dragging behind the other.
Oh, man.
He could still kick our ass, and he would
totally
let you know that.
He could take us. Every one of us.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, he just kind of sung to his own sort of drummer, but he at least didn't make up a word that's kind of offensive to little kiddos.
He didn't, well, first of all, it's not offensive to kiddos. It's totally funny to kids.
In that context, I think it's...
With Cracker Jack? What is it ever in the context of Cracker Jack? You know, you can put that actual word in context with a lot of things. A lot of things.
Or he could have said wiener instead, and it would still make more sense.
Could have. Wieners and Cracker Jacks, fine.
Hot dogs, yeah, you know. Wieners, why not?
Mm-hmm. Could have.
But he didn't.
Buy me some peanuts and
Okay, see, oh, God. Oh,
no, just
come
worse.
On. Come on.
Yeah,
hey,
unmistakable.
Remember when Ozzie Guillen sang the seventh inning stretch? I mean, Ozzy Osbourne. It's a different Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne.
A real, real crazy crowd starts singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. And let's go out to the party.
Oh, God.
Let's go out to the river. Take me in.
Well, he got some of it, right?
They were reading, also, off of a piece of paper. He and Sharon, remember, in the booth?
Sharon!
How do you say this?
Sharon!
What does that say?
Erica is going to... He is completely addled. And they say in concert, I have not seen him in concert.
No, I haven't either.
But they say in concert, he's totally on. How is that possible? How is that even remotely possible?
Like, he can only speak through his music, I would think.
Well, that's music. And that's like an English pub song anyway, that they put the American pastime music, the lyrics to. Because you can tell. Because all of a sudden you want to sing it like an English pub song out of that. Okay.
773, Eddie Vedder sang Penis and Crack in the late 90s. Can we confirm that?
Is that code for something?
That sounds like a dare, if that was said.
Yeah. And you know who did that. It's undoubtedly one of his actor friends. Who knows? It could have even been a young Theo Epstein, right? When he was looking for Boston. Hey, when you do the Chicago thing, you know what you should do?
Totally.
That'll get him.
Cusack called me and told me you should do this.
815, I totally hear the T very succinctly.
You do not.
No, definitely not the slow one either.
No, yeah, 815, you're wrong. Unless there's a crackle on the AM band that you're mistaking for a T sound. Okay, so next weekend, next Friday, we're going to be at the Blackhawks convention.
Yep.
And
it'll
then
be huge.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks from Friday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're going to be at Fatty's in Orland Park.
Nice.
We are going to be there broadcasting live from 3 p.m. with ice cold Goose Island beers, a nacho bar. This is an old school.
I love nacho bars.
This is Lauren's hood. She's going to show us around town.
Oh my gosh, there's going to be so many lapkas.
I love that.
Place is going to be lousy with lapkas? Is that the idea?
Lousy doesn't sound like the right word,
no.
But I see where you're going.
Laden?
Laden. There we go. Thank you. Sorry, I missed that. So it's going to be laden with lapkas. Why are we going to... How many lapkas are there?
Yeah, how many?
Well, I mean, specifically, Lapka's not that many, but if you go beyond
married
that, yeah.
Or change your name due to a marriage, right. But you're still a Lapka.
We should reserve them at tables, what you're telling us?
Well, they'll probably take up all the tables before we even get there, so anybody else that wants to go might want to reserve themselves at a table.
Very interesting. It's going to be I always get this. From relatives of folks on the show. Uh-huh. Why aren't you nicer to my... And then you fill in the blank, you know, whatever it is. You know, you made fun of fill in the blank a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, quite honestly...
He hasn't been the same since.
You know, fill in the blank's grandmother is very sick.
Except for this time around, it's probably going to be like, Ro, we're so sorry Lauren's so mean sometimes.
See, Lauren can take it because she gives it back to you. Yeah, so they're not worried about Lauren.
No, definitely not.
There's always one, though. There's always one relative. You're not very nice.
You're not very nice.
Like, What did I do?
And they'll cite a specific moment from a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, I don't recall that.
Really?
I don't recall that.
Anyway, so we'll have a bevy of Lapkas, and what is the other family's name? Oh, can we say or no?
Well, we have Plebanics that are going to be in town.
The Plebanics are in town.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like a party.
Your seatbelts. The Plebanics are in town.
And if we're looking on Mom's side, there might be a bunch of Rannikars as well.
Uh-oh, the Rannikars. Oh, no.
Do the Rannikars and the Plebanics get along?
I don't know how much they've interacted because
these are two farther
sides of the family, but there's a lot of Irish people on the Rannikar side as well.
Separate
tables.
So you got a bunch of Polish people and a bunch of Irish people coming to town.
Oh, you know what? They may want to stock up.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goose Island's going to want to bring a few extra crates or kegs.
The Plebanics, that sounds like a band,
doesn't
it?
It's a great name.
It's sort of like one of those bands. That are like, it's like on a bill now that you're like, what? They're playing Lala this year. Plebanics. Oh, I heard they're very good. All right. And the Rannikars.
Lapkas, Vranikars, Plebanics.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Nelly.
What, are they all in for some something? Are they from here?
Plebanics are. Vranikars and Lapkas just have always lived in the area.
Okay. That's like sort of an Orland zone for them.
Southwest suburbs.
Southwest suburbs. Okay. Could there be some Tinley in there, too?
Not so much Tinley.
Frankfurt.
We got some Beverly. We have Orland.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly those two.
Okay.
Some, trying to think where else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess one is kind of near Tinley now. It's probably, well, maybe more of a Payless.
This is your turf.
She is the traffic reporter. I mean, that's important. She's got it all worked out. She's still a little bit traumatized by the piglets on the I-80.
I know. I'm happy
they never said what happened.
There was a piglet spill on I-80 earlier today.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible.
That does sound horrible. But they were moving, so they were okay, hopefully.
So come out and meet the Plebanics, the Vranikars, and the Lapkas at Friday, August 2nd at Fatty's Pub in Orland Park. Details at WGNradio/events. Sponsored by Goose Island Beer Company. Chicago's beer. All right.
Nice. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is going to be something. I'm told it's a rather tight environment too. So it's got to be
after Lauren's family gets in. Good luck.
This could be like one of those things where at the end of it I'm like, there's a line outside. People couldn't get in. We had to set up screens in the parking lot. I might have to say that.
Many are saying it was the biggest crowd ever for a remote.
Right, exactly. Largest number of Vranikars ever. All right, let's check in now. Here's Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN News brought to you by Townstone Financial. And I have a question for Ryan Dempster, who's joining us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Perfect.
Because, Dem, you didn't you sing the 7-thing stretch like 2 days ago? At the
recently,
what happened to my thing? There we go. Didn't you sing something stretched a couple days ago at least, right?
Yeah, it was Sunday against the who's that? The Pirates.
All right. Now, okay. Let me ask you a question. Did you hear about what happened to Matt Nagy?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How easy is that to have happen? Would you say? Is that kind of a mistake? As a highly tuned athlete as you are, Ryan Dempster, would you do some working out before getting up and singing this so that you pronounce properly the T in peanuts?
Yeah, I think on that Sunday I had a pretty raspy voice, which I was told equals soul. I'm not too sure about that.
Canadian but soul. Canadian soul.
You got to make sure that you have enough breath, otherwise you can't enunciate the T part in peanut.
Right.
And
right.
Then it just comes and falls flat. And
yeah. Magnified kind of when you're on that kind of a microphone
yeah.
with that kind of stadium.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy to pick out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you practice in front of the mirror or anything? Like, did you go through like a run? I mean, you do that, right?
Yeah, well, you just got to be ready. I think I'm on my way over there. I kind of just
went through it,
belted it out a few times.
Yeah, makes sense. That's what you got to do.
Nerve wracking.
It is.
And you have a friend listen, right? Do you have a friend listen?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
See, they can point it out if you leave out the "tuh" in the peanut word.
Yeah.
Say that doesn't sound right.
You're singing, and they're like, "Ooh, don't do it like that."
Right. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That would have solved all the problems.
Poor Matt Nagy. I mean,
we love him.
The guy could not be a more beloved sports figure in this town right now, right? I mean,
he does no wrong until that day.
He's Ditka 84 is what he is right now in this town, right? I mean, there's still all of this in front of him. And then, you miss the tea and peanuts, and the next thing they're like, there's like trouble. Hey, let me get the plug in real fast here because you're off the mound with Ryan Dempster benefiting Special Olympics Illinois, where Special Olympics started. It's at the Park West on Saturday night. It's a big show. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. Tickets are about $100. It's going to be you. It's going to be Rizzo. It's going to be Moises Alou. It's going to be Jeremy Roenick and Jeff Garland.
How about that?
Our very good friend.
Yeah.
And it says here, more to be announced soon. You want to announce somebody?
No, we'll leave it for the surprise, you know? Mm-hmm. There's always the element of surprise. Okay. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. We're really excited to be putting this show together and, everything from local comedian Joe Kilgallen will be opening up the show, and Glendon Rush will be there with me. Glendon and I bounce back and forth like a not as good Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some fun stuff, some games, some tons of entertainment, music, laughter, everything, and it's all for a great cause. We're super pumped. We had rehearsal last night, rehearsal again tonight, so excited for this Saturday to finally get here, and everybody who bought a ticket so far, we're looking forward to entertaining them, and anybody's got a chance, get out there and buy tickets. You can go to offthemound.com or to the Park West Theater as well and get tickets there.
And Ryan Dempster, don't practice too much. I find for comedy. Don't practice. It's better.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to go. All right, I got to ask you about Mai Tai Guy, because this is one of these moments where the show here, which is, you know, generally in unanimity about things, seems to be a little split. I happen to think that Mai Tai Guy, who appears to be a guy at least in his 30s, is my guess, right? He's an adult who goes out into left center field wearing a baseball glove, right? Brings a baseball glove and has, as what I'm told now, are 10 different jerseys that all say Mai Tai Guy on the back. And his explanation for Mai Tais is because it's the best bang for your buck at Wrigley Field if you want to get cranked, right?
Logical choice. Yes.
A little too sugary for me, yeah. But you kind of see that Mai Tai Guy. You know, sort of see that. He's got the thing going. So now,
I tend to ask for the Mai Tai without any of the mix. Then I don't get any of the sugary stuff.
Yes, yeah, that's the way to go. Right, just about the rump. So here's the deal. I'm watching just a few minutes ago. I saw the promo again on Channel 9 about the Schwarber walk-off home run. Very exciting moment for the Cubs. But when you see what this guy does, he leans over the kids. He pins one of the kids between the wall and him as he's leaning over the kid to grab the ball. And then he does a little dance and he's so excited. And then the kids are like, hey, and he walks away. Should he have given the ball to the kids?
It's tough out there in the bleachers, you know. When you go out there, you got to earn your stripes. I guess he just figured he was going to go for it, and you know, that's just the way he rolls. And the more we give the Mai Tai, I guarantee after all this, Mai Tai man is or Mai Tai guy is going to have a couple more jerseys made up. You know, that was a bold move, because it's not like he was wrestling some dude out of the way or some lady and him were going for the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he full-on went over top of the kid.
Right.
Full-on. Over top. Totally. Over top.
If I'm the kid at that point, I look for the right opportunity when Mai Tai guy is maybe not looking, and then I just snake that ball back. I mean, if we're going to play fair game like that, if we're going to just, you can come over, like, foul me over the back like Bill Lambier.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Then I'm allowed to go for the steal.
Right.
You know, I can go in there and do that. So
it's not just
be careful. It's all fair game out in the league.
Sure.
It is not just over the top, as you're pointing out. That's a flagrant foul is what that is. That's three shots. That's what that is.
Yeah, that should be a ball plus another ball.
Right.
Like, you should have to give them that ball and then have to give them another one on top.
I think they should just run over and, like, spilled his Mai Tai. Wouldn't that have been good?
Oh,
those kids,
you don't do that to Mai Tai guy.
I don't know. Might have for that.
That'd break his heart.
Yeah, Mai Tai guy seems to have it all kind of done mathematically in his head. Like, you know, like it's 12 cents per ounce, you know, of...
three of them, get me where I need to go.
Yeah,
and exactly. 12% alcohol, and yeah, yeah, I'm good.
He's got it all figured out.
Mai Tai guy sounds like he's got a little bit of a drinking issue.
We don't know that to be true.
We were told his record of Mai Tais through a 9-in-a-game, 16 for Mai Tai guy.
That's
right. Wait a second, Ryan. I apologize upon further review. We do know that now.
I did 16 before the stretch on Sunday.
Oh, gee.
Loosens the lips a little bit.
Didn't you want to do the stretch, though, as Harry? Was it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
Because you do the best Harry.
You do.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, the first time I ever did the stretch, I actually went full makeup, full everything, as you saw me when I, a little bit ashy and you know, pale white. But that was my favorite one, because I always said that as a player, when I was sitting in the dugout, we'd watch all these different people come through, ex-players come back and do the stretch. I said, if the first time I ever do the stretch here, I'm going full makeup and I'm doing it as Harry Carey. And it was, It was a blast. It was fun. And all the people, as I was walking up, they were just looking at me like, who's this clown going up there? nobody knew it was me, so it was even better.
Yeah, you came to one of our shows like that, and nobody in the audience knew who it was
until
you started talking. When you got out of the Harry character, people recognized your voice. It finally kicked in.
Method acting.
The Vancouver kicked in, and they were like, oh, I know who that is.
One story and something about my mom, and it was all over. Then they knew.
A little hockey talk.
Right, I'm so sorry. All right. You go see. People, this is now, I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, this is now it's a state law. J.B. Pritzker just signed it. You have to go on Saturday night to Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster, benefiting Special Olympics Illinois. And again, that's where this all started. Special Olympics started right here. Something near and dear to my heart. My sister was a Special Olympian.
How about that?
And you get to see, not only do you get to see Mr. Dempster, which, but that's worth the price of admission. He's very, very funny. He's a stand-up comedian now. You also get to see Anthony Rizzo. And he's going to take his shirt off. Moises Alou.
No, please have him keep it on. He looks much better clothed.
Jeremy Roenick. JR is going to be there. And Jeff Garlin.
How fun is that?
From Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Goldbergs.
That's awesome. Right?
So go see that. And tickets are available at offthemound.com, right? Is that the best place to get them?
Absolutely. Go to offthemound.com. And, you know, for people, too, wondering what it's all about, we have some stuff on the website kind of give you a little idea. Like I said, we're super excited partnering up with Special Olympics Illinois. It's the 50th anniversary of that, and it's a great cause and a great opportunity to come out and really have a fun Saturday night, enjoy a lot of laughs.
And I will say this, that they're opening the doors an hour before the show, which means the drinks will be flowing. And I say get there early and drink, because they pour in. That's a nice pour at the Park West.
Yeah, it's
really
a great spot. I love that venue.
Very, very great.
The Mai Tai guy would be happy with the pour at the Park West.
Good value for
you know
money.
What? I do not doubt, after this and many other conversations on the radio throughout this town, a Mai Tai guy will be there. I do not doubt that Mai Tai guy is going to be there, and he's going to extend his 15 minutes. Oh. That is my firm conviction here. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Thanks, Dem. See you.
Right. Bye, Ryan.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Bye, Anna. Bye, Ralph. See you guys.
Ryan Dempster. Thank you, sir. He made a sound there.
He did?
Yeah.
That was him?
That was a boom.
I thought it was your sound machine over there. No,
that was him. That was him. All right.
That's on him.
Let us check now. Let's find out. Kim, you're still there.
I live here.
I don't know what you're doing there, but is there something coming up at the top of the hour we need to know about?
A jury decided today whether or not a former U of I doctoral student would receive the death penalty.
All right, Kim Gordon is in the newsroom right now. It's the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I don't know if she'll be there at 7 o'clock.
It's kind of I will be.
Oh, yeah. All right. She never leaves.
There's always news to cover.
Yeah. All right. Let's hold on 1 second here. Mm-hmm. Get myself together. Kevin, you got yourself together now?
I do. I just want to let you know Luis Robert hit another homer down at AAA.
I think it's time to bring him up because I'm going to starve to death if he doesn't. If the White Sox don't win a game, I am on a hunger strike.
Right. Luis Robert has 4 homers now. This is his 7th game in AAA. He's batting over 400.
Gee. Yeah. All right. Yep. What are we waiting for?
And the fact is that we could use a little help in the outfield right now too.
Yeah, they could.
Yep. I mean, there's
been 440 with 4 homers, 10 RBIs, 24 total bases. Guy's the real deal. Just figured I'd share, Rose, since it's a 7-game losing streak. I wanted to give you some positive White Sox news in a rough stretch here.
Have I not been saying this for more than this season? Last year, I started saying this. This is going to be the guy. Eloy Jimenez is amazing and fun and great. And, you know, when he comes back from his funny bone injury, which is what he has,
thank God that's
all it is. Mm-hmm. But when he comes back from that, which should be a full recovery and fairly quickly, right? He's on 10-day IR. One would imagine he will be back and playing on the 11th day there. It's going to be, you got to get him back. You got to get Tim Anderson back.
Right.
That has meant a lot.
It has very much. Very much. Who Tim Anderson was having an outstanding year. He sprains his ankle. He's probably a couple weeks away still. He's getting closer, but... You know, if I think by the end of the year, you're probably going to see the foundation of this whole thing. if Luis Robert does get called up, you're going to see a good chunk of the foundation of this thing. Because then you'll have an Eloy in left, Luis Robert in center. You'll have Yoan Moncada at third, Tim Anderson at short. Jose Abreu still will be at first, so he'll be around. I mean, like, that's a good amount of what you've been building here for the past few years, right. And you'll see him up at the big league level. That I think that's reason to be excited. Look, if Luis Robert continues to do what he's done over the past week, he will be in the majors this year. I can promise you.
Wait, who are you putting to right? Who'd you say?
Right? I don't know yet. We don't know. But center will be Robert. Left will be Eloy for sure. That's set.
Do they need a right fielder in a situation like that?
Well, put Garcia there. He's been doing well as a leadoff batter.
I mean, maybe they go to free agent signing for right field. And actually, honestly, with Eloy, they kind of got to figure out with him defensively what they're going to do. Because it's been disastrous with him in left field.
Lurie Garcia has been a very good leadoff man this season. Right? He's been able to
get
out a lot.
That's what I just said.
I'm agreeing with you.
Agreeing with you.
Oh, my God.
No fighting, guys. There's 4 minutes left in the show.
We fought too much today. It's been really divisive. We fought about the Mai Tai guy. That hurt.
And then
we fought about that. What, you guys cry over Top Gun trailer? Yeah. 10 seconds long.
So a lot of things. We couldn't get the top 5 at 5 done in time. We had to go into extra innings for the top 5 at 5. We had all kinds of issues here, people.
Very emotional.
All kinds of issues. Now we found out that when we do this show at Fatty's coming up in a couple of weeks, August 2nd, the entire Lapka, Raniker, and I'm sorry, I don't want to
Plebanic.
Screw up. Plebanic.
That's my favorite last name.
Right.
Ooh, the Plebanics.
Plebanic sounds a little like a medical condition,
Plebanic.
Too. Plebanic.
I got the Plebanic.
We did have a texter
adding an L.
We had a texter say, should it be a Lollapalooza band or Lauren Lapka relative?
That'd be a new game.
Plebanics. Is it Plebanic?
Plebanic.
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 Plebanic. I thought that's what we were saying.
Don't let Matt Nagy try to say
Kevin
that.
Kevin was adding a second L. Like Plebanic. I don't even know how he was doing it.
Plebanic, the Renickers, and the Lapkas. All right, here we go. We're in for something, people. I can feel it already.
Totally. Yeah. Going to be fun.
They party harder than anyone I know.
Wow.
Whoa, nice.
Really? I wanted to say something.
My family as a whole.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to ask Anna, yeah. And I would like to ask Kevin, and I would like to ask Kim.
Let's ask.
Because we spent a lot of time together off the air as well. Is anybody surprised by that?
No.
No. Why do you think I call you guys my work family?
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.